10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Push her broom. Sweet Eileen's never lean. She forgot I...
7 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Somebody told me that you found somebody new and you're happy. You were never really very good at being alone. Doesn't know.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
I was the knight in shining armor in your movie. Would put your lips on mine and love the aftertaste now. I'm a ghost, I call your name, you look right through me. You're the reason that I just can't concentrate. Hey! Trying to fix my pride, but now you're broken. Now you're broken. Lie, 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 and try to hide, but now you know it. That I'm at an all-time.
No, 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 no.
3 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
some of these empties, Lord. As soon as I find where they lay, tied off them jolly and leaving mines on a long, hot summer day. And for every day I'm working on the Illinois River, get a half a day off with pay. Oh, Tobo picking up barges on a long, hot summer day.
Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away. One minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. Let's ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Luke Maley.
Hello and welcome in on a beautiful Sunday for baseball, a day that had some rain in the forecast, but it looks like it's going to be a nice day to play some baseball. It's the Sod Poodles and the Rough Riders. Amarillo coming in at 7-13 after dropping three consecutive in the series. Games 3, 4, and 5 went the Rough Riders' way. It's a 3-2 advantage for the Rough Riders in the series. They look to clinch things today. Amarillo looking to secure a series split against the Frisco Rough Riders, who sit at 12-8, second in the Texas League South, just one game back of the Midland Rockhounds. Let's take a look at the pitching matchup. Luke Maley here with you on the pregame show. Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, will join us here in just a few minutes. Excited about today's matchup. It's a good one. First for the Sod Poodles, it's a right-hander in Jameson Hill, who's made three starts this season on his way to an 0-1 record and a 10.5 ERA. He's been hit around just a bit this season, but this is a guy that if you zoom out on the career and look back, the Arizona Diamondbacks think very highly of Jameson Hill. He's a guy that last year in 2023 ranked first in batting average against amongst all pitchers in the Arizona Diamondbacks organization, allowing just a .218 average to opposing hitters. He was tied for second in starts with 25 and third in innings pitched with 118, and then slated into that fourth spot in ERA amongst the whole entire Diamondback system with a 4.35. He's looking to refine that rhythm here this season as he hasn't quite settled in to this point. An 0-1 record and a 10.5 ERA. And then for the Rough Riders, it's Josh Steven making his 2024 home debut for the Frisco Rough Riders. He did start just a week ago on the road in Arkansas against the Travelers. It wasn't a great outing for Josh Steven, so he looks to right the wrong. He walked out of that one 0-1 with a 20.25 ERA. Didn't quite make it through two frames in that contest. So it's Josh Steven going for the Rough Riders, the right-hander and 17th-ranked prospect in the Rough Riders, or in rather in the Rangers system. against a highly regarded Diamondbacks prospect in Jameson Hill. It's the Rough Riders and the Sod Poodles here on a beautiful Sunday for baseball. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, you'll hear our second part of our interview with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Back on the Riders pregame show on the Riders Baseball Network. And yesterday you got to hear part one of our two-part interview with Rough Riders reliever Robbie Ahlstrom, who pitched really, really well in Game 4 of this series just 2 days ago. So let's dive into that second part of that interview where Robbie covers his preparation for the game and what he saw out of his outing. Well, you look at the numbers, and by the numbers, Double A's been your best stop to this point. 23 appearances for Frisco, including one last night. And you come in last night, you face four hitters, and you strike three of them out. How would you assess your performance in last night's game?
Felt pretty dominant out there. I felt I had my best stuff. I brought my A game. I ended up walking the guy, but it was almost unnoticed because I knew I was going to get the next guy. Kind of, it was just one of those nights where I was putting the ball where I wanted it. My stuff was working really good. So, yeah, I think it was really good overall, something to build off of and try and get back to that point as much as I can. If I'm like I was last night, like, I'm in a really good spot, so try and get back there.
Well, when you settle in and find that groove, you know that you're getting the next guy out. Is that something that you figure out, you know, when you wake up in the morning? Is that something when you throw your first pitch warming up to go in the game? Or is that batter number one of the outing, okay, I've got this now? How do you find that groove?
It's pretty fluid. You have days where you're feeling good, like your body's feeling good when you wake up. Some days not as good, especially a long season. And then sometimes I usually figure it out in the bullpen when I'm warming up, kind of like how I feel. I had a really good day of prep work, preparation, recovery, like all of that leading up to my outing. So I was in a good spot going in. And then when I was on that mound, I felt really confident. So that was the biggest thing.
Well, Robbie, one last thing. We're chatting with Robbie Ahlstrom, Rough Riders reliever, had a great appearance last night and pitching well to start the season for the Rough Riders. But let's walk through your arsenal just a little bit before we let you go. Is there anything this year that's new or anything that you're tweaking a bit, or is it pretty settled in?
I kind of found my arsenal last year, kind of like a final, like this is what I got and this is what I'm going to go with. I think I have everything I need. It's just about tweaking and modifying. My fastball's been playing really good. The metrics on that will back it up. And then curveball, slider, changeup. I had all of those last year. My changeup's improved a lot. It's a lot harder, more firm this year. I think arm speed's been the biggest difference on that, just trying to match the arm speed of my fastball with that, kind of deceive the hitters in that way. And then just trying to perfect my curveball slider, trying to just throw them really hard. Good arm speed, I think that. And then the extension, my release point, keeping that as consistent as I can with my fastball. My fastball is my go-to. I'm going to go to that when I'm in trouble or when I need to make a big pitch. I'm going to go to that. So it's about developing the tools around that to take them off the fastball or to give them a different look. But ultimately, fastball is the go-to right now.
Love it. Well, that's Robbie Ahlstrom here on the Riders pregame show. And we come back on the other side and we'll get you the starting lineups.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl.
Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Back high atop Riders Field. The sun poking through the clouds. A lot of clouds today. Some wind blowing out to left. But overall, a great day for baseball. And it's a jam-packed day for the Rough Riders marketing team. It is Blippi Day here at the park, so we've got a lot of families, a lot of kids at the yard today. It is Bark in the Park and Kids Sunday Fun Days. All sorts of things going on here at the ballpark. But it's the Amarillo Sound Poodles and the Frisco Rough Riders. Game 6, the final game of this six-game series. Rough Riders hold the 3-2 advantage after a walk-off winner last night. A three-run homer that lifted the Rough Riders over the Sad Poodles. Josh Hatcher is homered in three straight. Let's go ahead and meet the starting lineups. We'll start first for the visiting team on the scoreboard and the Amarillo Sad Poodles. The Sad Poodles are coached by manager Tim Bogar. And they'll line up as follows. Wildered Patino back in the leadoff spot and staying in center field for the sixth consecutive game. A.J. Vukovic will bat second. He's the right fielder. The catcher, Caleb Roberts, moves up in the order. He bats third. Davison De Los Santos is back at the first base bag and in the cleanup spot. Ivan Melendez is at the hot corner. He's at third base and batting fifth. Tim Tawa moves down a bit in the order. He's the second baseman batting sixth. Batting seventh is the left fielder, Kevin Graham. The DH today, Christian Robinson, will bat eighth. And rounding out the order for Amarillo is S.P. Chen. He's the shortstop. So again, for the Sad Poodles, it is Patino, Vukovic, Roberts, De Los Santos, Melendez, Tawa, Graham, Robinson, Chen. And then for the home team on the scoreboard, the Frisco Rough Riders looking to improve to 13-8. And with a loss by Midland today, there would be potential for the Rough Riders with a win to slide in for a tie high atop the Texas League South Division. So for the Rough Riders, managed by Carlos Cardoza, they line up as follows. Abimelech Ortiz leads off. He's the first baseman. Aaron Zavala bats second. He's the left fielder. The catcher, Liam Hicks, slides into the three spot. Cody Freeman bats cleanup today. He's the designated hitter. The center fielder, Josh Hatcher, will bat fifth, and he has been seeing the baseball well. Three consecutive games with a home run for the Rough Riders center fielder today. Maximo Acosta is the shortstop. He bats sixth. Batting seventh is Alex DeGoti, the second baseman, after a day off last night. Franer Chavez slides over to the third base bag after playing shortstop yesterday. He bats eighth. And rounding out the order for the Rough Riders is the right fielder, Hazel Cepeda. So again, for the Rough Riders, it is Ortiz, Zavala, Hicks, Freeman, Hatcher, Acosta, DeGoti, Chavez, Cepeda. Game 6 coming up here from Riders Field. Should be a good one. Josh Steven on the bump for the Rough Riders against Jamison Hill. We talked a little bit about those guys at the opening of our broadcast. Josh Steven making his second start of the season, and it's a guy that has really good stuff, trying to respond back after a tough outing his first trip around, and that came against a very good offensive team in the Arkansas Travelers on the road. Sometimes you got to get that first start out of the way. Josh Steven looking to bounce back today for the Rough Riders. And on the other side, Jamison Hill making his fourth start of the season, and he's not off to the start that he would want either, a 10.5 ERA, but mentioned at the top of things, last year was among the tops in all sorts of pitching categories for the Arizona Diamondbacks system, including innings pitched, game started, batting average against, ERA, whip. He was tied for sixth in wins with seven. Tied for ninth in strikeouts with 104. So 104 strikeouts and 118 innings pitched for him this season. Not off to the start that he would like, but trying to get back on track here today against a Rough Riders offense that has had their ups and downs in the series. Last night, not a great offensive night for the Rough Riders, but Josh Hatcher fixed that with one swing of the bat. A home run to left field, down to his final strike that lifted the Rough Riders over the Sod Poodles by a final score of 4-3. Jameson Hill on the bump. Mentioned the 10.5 ERA. He was signed as a minor league free agent by the Diamondbacks organization in 2021 out of Fresno State. A guy that is still young in his career. He's a 24-year-old, and he faces a 22-year-old Josh Steven on the bump today. Josh Steven, an interesting story. We'll cover that as this broadcast goes on. But originally born in DeSoto, Texas, resides in Grand Prairie, Texas. He signs as a free agent by the Rangers in 2020, and now off to a good start in his career. He's got the ball today for the Rough Riders. First pitch coming up next on the Riders Baseball Network. Zach Bigley will join us when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free, presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Evan Carter wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
The throw not in time.
He makes the diving catch and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
And it's out of here.
Gone! Swing and a miss. He got him.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
In time! And it's gone! The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions! Oh, my goodness! Oh, wow!
Now, let's head out to the ballpark for today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Luke Maley.
Coming off a thrilling victory last night, the Frisco Rough Riders are back in action for the series finale, and we welcome you in to Riders Field for Game 6 of this six-game series against the Diamondbacks affiliate, the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Hello, everybody. That's Luke Maley. That's Chesney, if you're watching on MLB TV, and I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along. It's Bark in the Park here at the ballpark, so, of course, we're going to have Chesney up here, and, Luke, this is going to be a really exciting matchup here in game number 6 of the series.
Yeah, it's already got his eyes here. Chesney trying to figure out what's going on. It should be a great matchup today. The Rough Riders trying to take the series here today.
Well, Chesney's ready to go. So are we. Josh Steven ready from the right side. The Rough Riders starter out of South Grand Prairie. Yeah, just about 30 minutes south of here. And the first pitch of the game to Wildered Patino is a soft ground ball. Sod him off out to first. Ortiz Fields, underhand flip to Steven is in time. And that's how this ball game gets underway with a ground ball out to first on the initial offering from Steven. One away in the top of the first inning, and A.J. Vukovic stands in now, the right fielder for this Amarillo team. If you missed it last night, the Rough Riders just had an incredible finish. Josh Hatcher, with the Rough Riders down 2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, hit a 3-run walk-off home run. Steven winds back and offers into Vukovic. It's high, and it's one ball and no strikes on the fastball at 91. The Rough Riders stealing that victory away from the clutches of defeat and going to 12-8 on the season. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Slider at the bottom of the zone. 1-1. The big thing for Josh Steven now in this start today is to have a productive start throwing strikes, something he wasn't able to do in his first start of the season in Arkansas last Sunday. He rocks back here in the 1-1. Breaking ball, hard ground ball to short. Acosta's got it to his left. He lobs it onto first base, nice and easy, and gets him two outs. Two up, two down in the first inning, and Caleb Roberts, the catcher, stands in. Roberts, left-handed batter. Top of the first inning, no score. Steven, just four pitches in, has two outs. The offering home. That finds the outside corner, a strike on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Defense behind Josh Steven today. It's Aaron Zavala in left. Josh Hatcher making his first career start in center, the 0-1. That dips low of the zone, 1-1. Jesus Cepeda out in right field. Freiner Chavez at third. Max Acosta at short. Alex DeGody at second. Abimelech Ortiz at first. And Liam Hicks behind the plate, the pick. It's outside. Two balls and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders looking to win their fourth consecutive game and take this series with a win today. The pick. It's low, and it's three balls and one strike on Roberts. Frisco winning their last three games and all very close games except for the first one to start off this run. The pitch. Outside for ball four. Roberts a two-out walk here in the first inning, and Davison De Los Santos bats. Riders won 13-5 to start this winning streak and won 3-2 and 4-3 in the last two games. Davison De Los Santos stands in from the right side. No score. Top of the first. Steven kicks home. Breaking ball inside. One ball and no strikes. 76 degrees is our first pitch temperature here on this Sunday evening. Rough Riders enjoying some really nice weather this weekend, and it wasn't necessarily forecasted to be that way. We expected some rain, but it's been a really pleasant weekend. Sun's starting to poke out now. The 1-0. There's a swing and a liner down the right side, lofted towards the seats, and it leaks foul. One ball and one strike. I mentioned that last start for Josh Steven in Arkansas last week. Just 1 1/3 innings, allowing three runs, all earned on three hits. He didn't strike out a batter and walked four. So hoping for a much better sophomore start of this season. Steven came off a really good year last year in the beginning of the season. He readies from the stretch and the 1-1 on the way to De Los Santos. After a long hold, still holding, he brings it in. Breaking ball, tagged in the air out to left field, sending Zavala back, looking up, it's gone. Davison De Los Santos with a two-run homer in the top of the first inning, and it's 2-0 Amarillo. 105 miles an hour exit velocity, 399 feet. It's the second homer of the series for Davison De Los Santos and his sixth of the season to tie the Texas League lead.
Yeah, it's a really good swing, like, right there, and for Josh Steven, that one stings a little bit just because you get the first 2 outs, a pair of ground balls with ease, and then you issue a walk, and then the cleanup man makes you pay for it.
And not any cleanup man either. Davison De Los Santos, one of the hottest hitters in the league right now. First pitch to Ivan Melendez is high and inside, one ball and no strike. So 2-0 Amarillo in the first inning, and the trend of scoring in the first inning continues. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him to swing through it. And it's 1-1. Yesterday was the only game in this series that didn't have one of the two teams score in the first inning. So five of the six games. The pitch is cut on and missed. Riding high and tight, 1-2. Steven trying to work through this first inning and do exactly what we saw a couple days ago from Dane Acker after he allowed a homer in the first and pitched really well the rest of the way. The pitch. That one sits high. 93 on the fastball, 2-2. Steven goes with a four-pitch mix with a couple fastballs mixed in. He'll go four-seam, two-seam, cutter, slider, and changeup. He gets a new baseball here. Two outs, bases clear, 2-0 Amarillo, top of the first. Steven with a black glove at the belt, shoulders square to the third base dugout. The right-hander, the 2-2. Breaking ball, hit well into left center field, tailing away from Hatcher into the gap. It's down, and it gets all the way to the warning track. Hatcher cuts it off and rifles it back in, but not before Melendez pulls in at second with a double. Three straight two-out base runners for the Sod Poodles. Walk, two-run homer, double. That one at 99 miles an hour exit velocity on what looked to be a hanging slider in the middle of the plate. And Melendez hit that well. And Tim Tawa bats. Right-handed hitter. Tawa has been in the three spot most of this series, now batting in the sixth position. Steven deals. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes. The Rough Riders will need to have some offense in this game. The night last night was a fantastic night on the finish, but right before that homer, the Rough Riders just did not get anything going offensively. And one run on three hits into the ninth. The 1-0. Swinging a foul on the ground back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. So definitely something that you want to see improve as the season goes along. And Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, is saying he's really happy the way the guys are playing right now and how locked in everyone is to the game. And he used last night as an example, saying that, yeah, the offense wasn't really doing well, but no one was scared. Down two in the ninth. The pitch is fouled to the ground, and it's 1-2. And that showed, especially with Josh Hatcher blasting the three-run walk-off down the left field line. Amarillo up by two in this series finale. Top of the first inning. With a win, the Rough Riders win the series. With a loss, it's a series split. Steven from the stretch. Peers back to second. A long hold by the righty. He kicks. Swing and a miss. Got him upstairs with the fastball for strike three. Josh Steven with his first strikeout, but two runs come across. It's two runs on two hits, no errors, and one runner left on base in the first. Bottom one coming up. Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles 2-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Trailing 2-0, the Rough Riders come to the plate against Jamison Hill. It's Abimelech Ortiz, Aaron Zavala, and Liam Hicks in the top third of the card. Ortiz 6-for-21 in the series. A couple extra base hits, a double and a triple. J. Jameson Hill, the right-hander against the left-hander Ortiz. First pitch is a bouncer foul up the first baseline. It's 0-1. The Rough Riders are not necessarily at top of the pack in the offensive categories, but they've done a really nice job scoring runs so far on the young season. It's just about finding a way to push across base runners, and Ortiz has been a big part of this push in this series. A lot of clutch base hits, four RBIs on Thursday as well. The offering in, he takes high and tight, a ball and a strike from Jameson Hill. Ortiz in his second straight day in the leadoff position, the only 2 days he's spent time there this season. Hill readies and brings it home. There's a pop-up on the infield back behind home plate. Roberts off with a mask, and he plucks it out of the air, one away. Rough Riders trail 2-0, and Aaron Zavala steps to the plate. Zavala has come on really well lately. He's reached in every single game he's played this season, 18 games, but for him, it's more than that. He's really starting to swing the stick better. It's been a lot of walks over the course of the season, but a season-high four-game hitting streak now for him. First pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball low and away, and it's 0-1. He leads the team in a myriad of offensive categories, from walks to OPS to weighted runs created plus, a lot of different offensive categories. The 0-1, high and outside, it's 1-1. It's what you want to see from a guy who's hitting in the 2 spot. And really plugging it up. Hill readies from the stretch with nobody aboard. He pitches. Breaking ball, a swing and a miss, out in front, 1-2. Jameson Hill has seen plenty of the Rough Riders over the years. He made one start against Frisco in 2022 as a member of the Sod Poodles, and then 4 starts last year against Frisco. So 6th career start for Jameson Hill against the Rough Riders. Right-hander out of Fresno State University. 1-2. Breaking ball away, and it's 2-2. Hill has had a tough season so far this year. Still trying to find his consistency. 25-year-old fires, and it's flicked foul out of play to the left side. 2-2. So far this season, through 3 starts, he's 0-1 with a 10.5 ERA. He's surrendered 24 hits in 12 innings. Opponents are hitting a whopping 414 against the right-hander. He's allowed 3 home runs. And time called, pitch clock violation on Jameson Hill. So it's 3 balls and 2 strikes. Just took too long. 3-2 on Zavala. The pitch in. He checks his swing, but he can't hang out on a high breaking ball, and he strikes out 2 away. Jameson Hill picks up the strikeout on an elevated cutter. Liam Hicks bats now. Fastball, cutter, curveball, and changeup. The combination for Jameson Hill. Hicks hit a homer against Hill last year. Stands in from the left side. The pitch. Bottom of the zone with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's 0-1. Hill is coming off a start in which he went 4 1/3, allowing 3 runs all earned on 7 hits against Springfield. 0-1. He takes inside. Ball and a strike to Hicks. Defense behind Hill today is Kevin Graham in left, Wildert Patino in center, A.J. Vukovic in right, Ivan Melendez at third, S.P. Chen the shortstop, Tim Tawa at second, and Davison De Los Santos at first. The 1-1. Hicks watches outside. 2 balls and 1 strike. Caleb Roberts puts down the signs behind the plate for Hill. Rough Riders trying to get something going here in the first inning, trailing 2-0. 2 outs, bases clear, the 2-1. Inside, 3 balls and 1 strike on the Rough Riders catcher. Cody Freeman on deck in the 4 spot, the DH, if we get that far. Hill with a black glove to his chest as he gets his sign. He now lowers down to the belt. And the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Hicks out in front. A good cutter down and in. Three balls and two strikes, and Hicks calls time and steps out. Hill readies. He brings it in. Swing and a drive out to deep right field. Vukovich watching. A long gone. A splashdown into the Lazy River. And Liam Hicks is homered for the first time this season. Riders on the board. They trail 2-1. They get two homers for Liam Hicks against Jamison Hill. Oh, yeah. He tattooed that ball 102 miles an hour off the bat, 407 feet. We keep on talking about Liam Hicks, and if he could just get that bat going on the power side of things, he is such a dangerous hitter, and he does here in the first inning. Cody Freeman now, right-handed hitter. Riders trail 2-1. The pitch. He misses up high with a cutter, and it's one ball and no strikes. So a 407-foot home run for Hicks out to right field into the Lazy River on a Sunday. First long ball of the season for Hicksy. And gets the dogs barking on Bark in the Park. The pitch. Strike at the top of the zone, and it's 1-1. Hill readies. He brings it in. Swing and a miss. High cutter again, and it's 1-2. Cody went 0 for yesterday. 0 for 3 performance for him. He was on deck when the 3-run home run left the ballpark to walk it off. Coming off a 5 for 5 performance last Thursday. A career high day for him. Bases clear, two down in the first. Freeman waits, and the pitch is blasted out to left field. This one has a lot of juice to it. Goodbye! Off the in-touch home run terrace and left, the Rough Riders go back-to-back, and we're tied at 2. Liam Hicks and Cody Freeman. That's Code's third of the season. Oh, yeah. Rough Riders showing off the pop here in the first inning against Hill with two down. That one 385 feet, 100 miles an hour off the bat. Now Josh Hatcher. And time called as a ball escaped the in-touch home run terrace onto the field. Kevin Graham's got it and flips it up into the crowd. All Hatcher has done is hit homers in three consecutive, including his walk-off blast last night. He's got two runs on the board via the homer. Do we hear a third? First pitch. He takes a strike on the inside corner with a fastball, and it's 0-1. Hatcher has two homers to the pole side, and the walk-off went backside to left field yesterday. Left-handed batter. Here's the right-hander's pitch. Swinging a drive out to first, and De Los Santos jumps up, spears it out of the air. That ball was hammered, but it's out number 3. Well, the Rough Riders tie the game up with a pair of solo home runs. It's 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, nobody left on base. 2-2 ball game, top of the second on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We've got home run derby on a Sunday so far. The Rough Riders with two home runs in the bottom of the first inning to tie the game after a two-run shot from Davison De Los Santos of Amarillo in the top of the first. So a 2-2 score into the top of the second inning. It's the bottom third of the order due up for Amarillo against Josh Steven. Happy to have you along on this Sunday alongside Luke Maley. I'm Zach Bigley. Kevin Graham in from the left side. Here's the wind back in the pitch from Josh Steven. It's fouled back this way and just below us. 0-1. Kevin Graham has had a monster start to the year. He's 5-for-13 in this series, but hitting .404 through 13 games with over 1,000 OPS. The pitch is down and in. It's 1-1. And he's not necessarily what you would say a prospect status kind of guy would be out of Ole Miss. Been on the older side. Still just 24, though, as the offering is swung on and missed, and it's 1-2. But it's remarkable how he's not getting more playing time because he's hitting so well. He was out of the lineup yesterday, and if you have a guy who's swinging the stick like that, you want to put him in the lineup every day. 1-2. Check swing and a miss. Struck him out. Got him with a high fastball up and away. Josh Steven strikes out Graham. Back-to-back Ks for him. One down for Robinson. That might be the cutter from Josh Steven at 91 to pick up that strikeout. Christian Robinson, the DH, stands in from the right side. Tied at 2, top of the second. The pitch. Inside, missing with a fastball. It's 1 ball, no strikes. Steven does have the 3 fastballs, the 4-seamer, the 2-seamer, and the cutter. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Snapped off a breaking pitch. It's 1-1. Yeah, he's looked much more locked in to start the second. 1-1. Just below the zone. 2 balls and 1 strike. In this series finale, it's Clay Williams behind the plate calling balls and strikes. 2-1. Just up high. 3-1. Justin Juska is our third base umpire. Steven Rios Jr., our first base umpire, and our crew chief today. Steven Wines in the 3-1. Swing and a miss. Good pitch on the inside edge. 3-2. One out, bases clear, tied at 2 in the second. Josh Steven went to South Grand Prairie High School, just about 30 minutes south of here, and grew up coming to Rough Riders games. The 3-2. Swing and a foul. Back into Hicks's glove. He hangs on for strike 3. 3 consecutive strikeouts for Josh Steven. And SP Chen stands in now. Steven made his AA debut last season on the 4th of July when the Rough Riders had 12,045 in attendance, the second largest crowd in franchise history. Steven said he had about 50 friends and family who attended that game. Pitch to Chen. Outside corner is strike, and it's 0-1. Two out, bases clear, tied at 2, top 2. Steven grew up going to Rangers games as well. The 0-1 is bounced back to the hill. Steven skies. He's got it. Flips onto first base in time to get Chen. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion. Nice bounce back inning for Josh Steven. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at 2. Bottom of the second coming up on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up Party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Primrose Schools of Dallas-Fort Worth, we know how to turn a song into a phonics lesson, how to make building with blocks into building friendships, and how to use books to make every child feel like they belong. Because when it comes to early education and care, we believe in balance, in exploring academic skills and life skills, combining purposeful play with nurturing guidance from teachers, and setting children up for success in future classrooms. Learn more about our balanced learning approach at primroseschools.com/DFW.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Now back to the game on the Riders Baseball Network.
Tied at two, bottom half of the second inning at Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Very happy to have you. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. It was Bark in the Park here at this beautiful facility today. We had Chesney, Luke's puppy, Golden Retriever puppy, up here to begin the broadcast. That was a lot of fun. Max Acosta leads things off against Jamison Hill. First pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. Chesney is just adorable, just the best. And one of the big reasons why Luke hasn't been getting much sleep over the last couple weeks.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But we forgive him for it.
The 1-0. That one's hit in the air out to right field. Vukovic back. He's at the warning track. This one's got a chance, and it's caught at the fence. Vukovic robbing a home run from Max Acosta. Wow. What a great play right at the wall. Acosta nearly had his first of the season. Instead, it's the first out of the second. Incredible grab from A.J. Vukovic, jumping at the fence. His glove went above the yellow line, and he brought it back. So now Alex Dagoti, first offering. He swings and sprays it down the right field line in the air, but foul. And it's 0-1. Tied at two, bottom of the second, one out, bases clear. Hill readies, and the 0-1 pitch. Inside. Ball and a strike. Dagoti has had a really good series, 4-for-9 with 3 walks. The sun pokes out from behind the clouds. And the pitch home. He swings and lashes it out to left field. It dunks in. It's a base hit in front of Kevin Graham. Alex Dagoti with a single. And Freiner Chavez makes his way to the plate. Well, the Rough Riders are seeing a really nice turnaround from Dagoti. Now 5-for-10 in this series after a tough start to the season. Love to see that. Tied at two, Freiner Chavez played shortstop yesterday. He's at third base today. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High cutter, and it's 0-1. Hill is giving up a ton of hard contact today, and that's not surprising based on how his season has gone so far. He's had a really tough year. 10.5 ERA coming into today, but the numbers go deeper than that. The 0-1. Fouled back to the screen. It's 0-2. Hill has been giving up a 43% line drive rate, which is insanely high. Essentially, you have four different outcomes that a batted ball could be. It could be an infield fly ball or a pop-up, a line drive, a ground ball, or a fly ball. It's all based on launch angle. And to give up a bunch of line drives, of course, means for the most part you're giving up hard contact and more likely to give up hits. The 0-2, breaking ball, soft grounder to second. Tawa's got it, flips onto second for one. Chen to first, got him double play, and the inning comes to a close. A 4-6-3 double play, Jamison Hill out of it after giving up the single. And we are through to full. No runs a hit, no errors, nobody left on base. We're tied at two to the top of the third inning. Luke Maley on the play-by-play next. Chesney's dad on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top of the third from Riders Field. Luke Maley here with you alongside Zach Bigley. And a 2-2 ball game as we enter inning number three. It's the top of the order for the Sod Poodles and Wildered Patino stepping in against Josh Steven for the second time. Last time he came to the dish, he hit a grounder to first base, and Steven made a nice play to cover the bag as his first offering runs inside ball one. Wildered Patino has been a mainstay at the top of this order for Tim Bogar's Amarillo Sod Poodles. Here's the 1-0. Taken down the middle, called a strike at 89 miles an hour. Patino 7 for 26 as he awaits the pitch and goes up the middle. It's base hit number 8 of the series. A single to center field. Good looking swing and really a good pitch. A changeup down from Josh Steven, but it was laced into center field. Borderline strike, but Patino able to go down and grab it. So here is A.J. Vukovic with one aboard and nobody out. 2-2 ball game, and Patino was leaning over there at first base. Steven nearly had him picked off, but is able to get in just in time. The first offering to A.J. Vukovic is on its way. Big rip, but it came up empty. Fastball up and in. 0-1 on the power-hitting right fielder. The pitch. The 0-1 runs down and away. Ball and a strike. A.J. Vukovic is one of the only players in this lineup that hasn't hit a home run this series. He's a guy that certainly can. 24 homers last year. His next one will tie him for the most in Sod Poodles history. Steven looking to avoid that in a 1-1. And it's chopped on the ground, but in foul ground off to the left side. Vukovic was way out in front of the fastball. A.J. Vukovic is also the Amarillo's all-time RBI leader. Has 121. He does have four of those in this series. Righty kicks and deals, and swing and a miss. Steven picks up another strikeout. Strikeout number 4 for Josh Steven. On a fastball elevated up and in, and it was certainly not a strike. So one away with Patino standing at first base. He led off the frame with a single, and left-handed hitting Caleb Roberts steps in
Shortstop Max Acosta shadows behind the second base back. Shift on. Runner goes, and this one ripped into right field. It's a base hit. Patino around second. He's headed for third, and he'll get there standing up. A one-out base hit by Caleb Roberts, and he's aboard for the second time. And the Sod Poodles are threatening here in the third against Josh Steven. Runners at the corners with just one away. For Davison De Los Santos. De Los Santos blasted a two-run homer in that first inning. Josh Steven was able to get outs one and two with relative ease and issued a walk to Roberts, who stands at first at the moment after the single. And then De Los Santos turned on one. Righty comes set at the belt. Kicks and deals. This one hit high in the air, but into shallow left. It's twirling towards the outfield, and Acosta, the shortstop, dove into the first row, and it was just beyond his reach. Valiant effort from the Rough Riders shortstop as he went tumbling into row number one down the third base line. But it was just a few feet out of his reach. New life for Davison De Los Santos. Patino stands at third base. Roberts at first. 0-1. Steven ready and comes home. And it runs outside. Evens the count, ball and a strike. Didn't miss by all that much, but Liam Hicks, the Rough Riders catcher, was set up for a pitch on the inner portion of the plate, and that missed on the outside. A little bit down, right on the edge. Righty ready, the pitch chopped on the ground, a two-hopper to Acosta. He gloves it and flips to second for one, on to first, a 6-4-3 double play. Nifty glove work by Maximo Acosta, and Josh Steven is through the third inning. What a play by the Rough Riders shortstop, able to glove it and turn the 6-4-3 double play. No runs on two hits. No errors, and one left aboard the base paths for the Sod Poodles. We head to the home after the third in a tied 2-2 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League Championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night, as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the third and a tied 2-2 ball game. Riders Field. The sun has poked through the clouds, and it's become a beautiful day here in Frisco, Texas. A day that rain was expected. It was raining and thunderstorming all through the night, but it's cleared up here this afternoon. Paisel Cepeda, the last to bat the first time through, he watches the first pitch for ball one. Fastball missed upstairs from Jameson Hill. Jameson Hill had an inning-ending double play in the second as Cepeda jumps ahead, two balls, no strikes. Cepeda wasn't in the order last night, but slots in at the ninth spot in right field today. He watches this one, called a strike at 91, right at the knees. Two balls and a strike. And the 6'5" right fielder. The 2-1. Cepeda shoots it the other way, but it's out of play. Finds the seats. It's just a bit late. On the spinner. 2-2 count. Hill deals. This one ripped down the third baseline, and Cardoza, the third base coach and manager for the Rough Riders, had to dodge it. Put on his dancing shoes to get out of the way of that one.
Whoa, dancing shoes on a Sunday afternoon.
Something tells me Carlos Cardoza could dance a little bit.
Yeah, I could see it.
Well, he's done a great job managing this series. Rough Riders have a 3-2 advantage over the Sod Poodles. They've won three in a row after dropping games 1 and 2. They're trying to clinch the series today. Tie 2-2 ball game. Cepeda in a 2-2 count. The pitch. This one hit softly on the ground to the shortstop, and a nice glove by Chen, and the throw is errant. It was a tough throw, and Cepeda's safe at first base. It was good glove work by Chen, who had to forehand it up the middle. It wasn't hit all that hard, but it was a long run for the shortstop. And he just couldn't quite put the throw on target. Cepeda's aboard. How they officially score it. Hard throw to make, but I'm going to assume maybe an error. We'll see. It is not a base hit for Jesel Cepeda, and Ortiz takes strike one. So Jesel Cepeda picks up the Rough Riders' fourth hit in the top of, or the bottom of the third inning, that is. He's aboard. Ortiz awaits the 0-1. Lefty awaits and rips this one into right center field. It's down for a base hit. Cepeda around second. He's headed to third, and he'll do so standing up. It's first and third for the Rough Riders with nobody out here in the home half of the third. Back-to-back singles. Emelec Ortiz continues to pound the baseball. 1-0-2 off the bat. In steps Aaron Zavala. Zavala struck out his first time up, but he's got an 18-game on-base streak going on. That's all 18 games that he's played in. He's also hit safely in 8 of his last 10. The first offering to him, and he's taken strike one. Change up that time from Jameson Hill. Rough Riders have now secured a hit in every inning. A pair of home runs in the first, a single in the second, but a double play erased it. Zavala takes down and in for ball one. Hill went back to the changeup. Ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting Zavala. Zavala wiggles the bat, and Hill kicks and deals. Taken down and away this time. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Liam Hicks stands on deck. Hill ready with the 2-1. Kicks and deals. This one skied high out to left field, but playable for Graham. He's camped under it. Cepeda tags from third, and the throw is cut off. The Riders take a 3-2 lead on a sacrifice fly from Aaron Zavala. So Cepeda comes down from third. Ortiz stays put at first base. And the Rough Riders have their first lead of Game 6 in the series. Is Liam Hicks. Hicks, he homered his last time up, his first of the season. Watches that one, first pitch spinner for strike one. Zach mentioned in that first inning, Liam Hicks blasted a home run against Jameson Hill last year. So Rough Riders catcher familiar with this right-hander on the hill. He's behind 0-1. The pitch. Hicks jumps out of the way of it and misses downstairs. 1-1. The wind has died down a little bit here. It was consistently blowing out to left. It's kind of spinning around at the moment, but not all that hard. Big rip from Liam Hicks on a 92-mile-an-hour heater, but he came up empty. Ball and two strikes. Emelec Ortiz stands at first base. The 1-2. It's behind Liam Hicks, and Ortiz will go up to second base. Double play no longer in order for Jameson Hill on the wild pitch. Threw it behind the left-handed hitting Liam Hicks. The story for Liam Hicks this season has been a ton of singles. Finally, he put up home run number one in that first inning. When he went back-to-back with Freeman, who stands on deck, and Hicks chases this one down in the dirt, and the throw to first is in time to beat him. So a strikeout of Liam Hicks is out number two. That brings up Cody Freeman, and Freeman's been on a tear. He's got three homers in the series. Had a 5-for-5 night with two home runs just a couple of days ago. In a night that the Rough Riders offense just exploded, 13 runs back on Thursday. Hill delivers. Fastball misses outside. 1-0. Emelec Ortiz stands at second base, moved up on the wild pitch. The 1-0 on its way, and this one ripped to left field by Freeman. It's down for a hit. Here comes Ortiz around third, and Cody Freeman's got himself another RBI. Riders lead it 4-2. Goodness gracious, Cody Freeman. A man on fire. Ortiz scores from second base on the two-out single from Cody Freeman. He stands at first, and here's Josh Hatcher. He takes a called strike, a fastball on the inner edge. Hatcher, a left-handed hitter, playing center field today for the Rough Riders. He's homered in three consecutive games, including in last night's thriller, an opposite field walk-off three-run homer. The pitch, 0-1, is chopped on the ground right at the second baseman, Tawa, and he fields it, fires to first, and the inning comes to a close. So Hatcher becomes the final out, but the Rough Riders get a pair of runs on three hits. No errors in the frame, and they leave one stranded. After Cody Freeman singled and drove home the Emelec Ortiz, we head to the top of the fourth. The Rough Riders leading 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home.
and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Time of the fourth inning, Rough Riders across three trips to the plate have netted a pair of two-run innings. They lead it 4-2 as the Sod Poodles come to the dish. The first offering to Melendez is chopped on the ground inside the Rough Riders dugout and skips over and into the crowd. Just beyond the netting that stretches to the very end of the Rough Riders dugout down the third base line. Melendez doubled and was stranded at second base in the first inning. And he shoots this one high up towards the broadcast booth. Josh Steven in the driver's seat, 0-2. Ivan Melendez was drafted in 2022 in the second round by the Diamondbacks. Out of the University of Texas, he watches 91-mile-an-hour fastball upstairs for ball one, 1-2. Currently rated as the eighth prospect in the Diamondback system. A guy that possesses just a ton of power. 1-2, and he breaks his bat on a liner to third, and Chavez is there to glove it. There's one away. A broken bat line drive at just 59 miles an hour just floated over there for Franmir Chavez. He was able to pluck it out of the air. And Tim Tawa steps in. He rips this one to left field, and it'll skip in on a one-hop to left. Aaron Zavala there to snag it, but it's a one-out base hit for Tim Tawa. Just one pitch, that's all he needed to find a way aboard. Brings up Kevin Graham. Kevin Graham has been one of the best hitters in this Sod Poodles order. But he hasn't been playing in every game. He struck out his first time up. He goes after the first pitch, lofts it into right field. It's down for a base hit in front of Cepeda. Towel will shut things down at second base as Cepeda got to it quickly. So back-to-back base hits on back-to-back pitches for Tim Towel, who stands at second, and Kevin Graham at first. Kevin Graham has been tremendous in this series. Here's Christian Robinson. Everyday right fielder for the Sod Poodles. He's the designated hitter today. Robinson was activated at the beginning of this series. Missed the start of the season with an injury. Steven steps off, looks at second base, and will re-toe the rubber. Riders righty comes set and deals. And it skips in, gloved by Hicks. Nice pick. Behind the dish by Liam Hicks. That keeps the runners at first and second. Robinson currently rated as the Diamondbacks' number 17 prospect. At one point in time, he was the top prospect for the Diamondback system. Pitch home, and he rips it on the ground right at Chavez, the third baseman. He goes to second for one. Ducote's throw is in time. 5-4-3, double play. And in back-to-back innings, Josh Steven has rolled up a pair. No runs on one hit, no errors, and one left stranded in the top of the fourth inning. Rough Riders lead it 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
You can run on for a long time.
Bottom four here from Riders Field. Max Acosta steps in. Acosta played second base last night, generally the shortstop for the Rough Riders, as he is here today. He leads off the fourth inning. Rough Riders leading 4-2 on a first pitch breaking ball. Misses upstairs. Maximo Acosta was robbed of a home run. Shot one the opposite way, and A.J. Vukovic robbed him. He sends this one back towards the booth, and it's just to our right. Clanks off the booth and finds its way down to a lucky fan who gets an applause. Got to keep a heads up. Something ricochets off the suites. The 1-1. This one sent high in the air, but it'll work its way over the netting and into the concourse. Ball and two strikes now on the right hand hitting shortstop. Acosta hitting 279 on the year. The 1-2. And fouled it back to the screen. Just caught a piece of a fastball up and away. Too close to take. Clay Williams calling the balls and strikes today. Steven Rios Jr. over at first base. Last night's home plate umpire, Justin Juska, stands at third. The 1-2 to Acosta. Rips it on the ground. A two-hopper to the third baseman Melendez. He gloves it, fires across the diamond, and beat Acosta by a step. So Acosta becomes out number one of this home half of the fourth. And in steps Alex DeGoti. Alex DeGoti, a veteran on this team. Guy with big league experience. Played in a couple of big league games back in 2021. First pitch home is a breaking ball. Just misses downstairs. Ball and no strikes on the right-handed hitting second baseman. DeGoti singled in the second inning. Now here in the fourth with one away. The pitch. And tapped softly on the ground. But out of play. Franmer Chavez stands on deck. The 1-1. Oh, that one. 93-mile-an-hour fastball. Got to the backstop. DeGoti hung in there, but it went flying right over his head. That one got away from Jameson Hill. Hill deals. That one taken, called a strike. DeGoti didn't like it. 93-mile-an-hour fastball caught the inner edge. Then he'll ask for time. Wants to readjust the batting gloves. Two balls and two strikes on the Rough Riders' second baseman. Good crowd on hand tonight, or this afternoon rather. Beginning to turn into evening. The pitch, check swing by DeGoti, and home plate umpire Clay Williams says yes, he did, and it was borderline. DeGoti pleading his case, but he's out number two of the frame. And as he walks back to the dugout, bat on his right shoulder. Was looking back and jawing with home plate umpire Clay Williams. Ball skipped in. Negotti thought he was able to hold it back. But he's down on strikes. Two away here in the home half of the fourth. 4-2 Rough Riders. Brainerd Chavez watches pitch number one. Fastball at 94 for ball one. Just high and outside. Chavez batting from the left side with a right-hander on the hill. The 1-0. This one hit back up the middle, and Chavez has got himself a base hit. Finds its way to center field, and Patino runs up. It's a two-out single for the Rough Riders. That brings up Hazel Cepeda, who opened the third inning with a base hit and later came around to score on a sacrifice fly by Aaron Zavala. That broke the 2-2 tie. Rough Riders added a run in that third inning after the sacrifice fly and lead it 4-2. Cepeda takes strike one at the top of the strike zone. Brenner Chavez stands at first base after the two-out single. Chavez dances over there at first base, taking his lead. The pitch home skips in. It's blocked, and Chavez shuts things down. He shuffled a couple times towards second base and then realized the catcher Roberts had blocked it perfectly. On a strike on the Rough Riders' right fielder today, Hazel Cepeda. That one misses down and away. 92-mile-an-hour fastball. Well, Hazel Cepeda isn't walking up to his own music anymore. Cepeda, a Cuban outfielder, also a rapper. Start of the year walking up to his own song. Pitch. He cuts through it. 87-mile-an-hour changeup. And it's two balls and two strikes. But recently switched up the vibes. Wouldn't be surprised if Hazel Cepeda switches that walk up at some point back to his own song. Chavez started to go. This one chopped to first base. It's gloved by De Los Santos, and he races to the bag and beats Hazel Cepeda, and the inning comes to a close. No runs on just one hit. No errors, and one left aboard the base paths for the Rough Riders in the fourth. We enter the top of the fifth. 4-2 Rough Riders, and when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network, Zach Bigley will do the play-by-play.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
New pitcher for the Rough Riders as we make our way to the top of the fifth inning in Frisco. We're into the top of the fifth, and it's Ricky DeVito who takes over for Josh Steven. It's a 4-2 lead for the Rough Riders. SB Chen, the 9 spot in the order, leads it off. Here's the stretch from DeVito in the first pitch from the right-hander. Inside to the lefty, 1 ball and no strikes. Final line for Josh Steven today. He allows 2 runs across his 4 innings on 6 hits. He struck out 4 and walked 1, the pitch. Swinging a broken bat grounder, foul right side. My goodness, that thing turned into kindling in a minute. It's 1 ball and 1 strike. The barrel of the bat went out towards second base where Alex DeGoti picks it up. There were so many shards everywhere, I wasn't sure where the ball went immediately. The ball just kind of trickled up the first baseline.
Yeah, there's a couple shards that made its way just in front of the first base dugout that the Sound Poodles call home. Just kind of sit there on the grass right now, and they're just real small little wood chip-like pieces.
1 ball and 1 strike now on Chen. And DeVito pitches in, swinging a bounder foul right side. This time bat intact, and it's 1 ball and 2 strikes. So not a bad start, not a dominating start from Josh Steven. He ends up getting a couple double plays in the third and the fourth inning, respectively, to help him out. Probably allowed a few more hits than he'd like, but a much better start than his first one in Arkansas. A good step in the right direction. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2. High and outside, 2-2. One of the most encouraging things for Steven, he threw a lot of strikes. 4 strikeouts, just the 1 walk. I'm very excited to see how Steven progresses over his next few starts. Now the pitch. A swing and a miss, went upstairs, and struck him out with a fastball. DeVito with his first strikeout of the first batter he faces. Well, Dirt Patino in the top of the card stands in now. Rough Riders hitting 4-2, top of the fifth. The Rangers in action earlier today on this Sunday. Finish off their series against the Reds. First pitch to Patino. Swing and a miss. Cutter up and away, and it's 0-1. The Rangers won 4-3 over the Reds. And they end up in that series winning the set 2-1. In terms of former Rough Riders news, a big homer in that game. The 0-1. That one is just high off the outside corner. Didn't get the call. 1 ball and 1 strike. Former Rough Rider Wyatt Langford hit his first career Major League homer. And if you missed it, it wasn't the conventional kind. It was an inside the parker. The 1-1. Outside. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. And inside the park home run, he hit it to right field. There's an area that kind of jets in where the bullpen is in right center, and he hit it off that wall. It caromed to the right and got away from the outfielders, and he came all the way around to score. 2-1. Slider inside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. And we normally do trivia here on the broadcast, but today is Luke's day to give me trivia, so I got a little mini trivia question for you before the big one later. 2-2. Low and outside. We're full at 3-2 here in the fifth inning. You ready?
Let's hear it.
Okay, so this is kind of a tough one, but Wyatt Langford becomes the 4th player in Rangers history to have his first career Major League homer be an inside the park homer. Oof. Can you name the last player to do it? The 3-2 swung on and missed. He got him below the zone, and Ricky DeVito strikes out the first 2 he sees. 2 down in the fifth inning. Riders lead 4-2 for A.J. Vukovic.
Last Rangers player or last player overall?
Last Rangers player.
I have no clue.
The hint I'll give you, he's a current Ranger.
Oh, I was going to take a stab with Elvis Andrews.
Elvis did not do it, but it's a good guess. The pitch is low and outside. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes.
Josh Smith.
Josh Smith is
correct.
Was it
really? Let's go.
Wow. Good job.
That was a total guess. There was no skill to that.
Mini trivia nailed. The 1-0 is on the outside edge for a strike. And it's 1-1. How about that? So the 4 players in Rangers history to have their first career home runs is inside the Parkers. I'm going to butcher this last name. Mark Segeman. The pitch. A strike on the outside edge, 1-2. DeVito's just pumping in strikes. That was back in 1997 at Kansas City. Craig Gentry did it at home against Seattle in 2011. And then Josh Smith did it against Oakland at home in 2022. And of course, today, Wyatt Langford. 1-2. Strike three called. Got him on the outside corner. Ricky DeVito strikes out the side in the fifth. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the home half of the fifth inning next. Rough Riders lead the Sod Poodles 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We're in the home half of the fifth inning. I want to give credit where credit is due. Anthony down in the clubhouse is the sponsor, I guess, of that mini trivia question. It was his idea, so I'll give Anthony credit for that on the inside the park home run by Wyatt Langford. Oh, it's 4-2 into the bottom of the fifth inning. Abimelech Ortiz leading things off against Jamison Hill. And the first pitch on the way. High off the outside corner, one ball and no strikes. Ortiz 1-for-2 in today's game with a single into center field back in the third. Hill ready from the stretch, and he brings in the 1-0. At the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. Also want to give credit where credit's due to my partner, Luke. And the Rough Riders had a walk-off homer last night from Josh Hatcher. Here's the stretch, and the 1-1. Inside, two balls, one strike. After the eighth inning finished, Luke was getting up to go do something.
I need some water.
Okay, get some water. And he said, I'm feeling it, walk off. And it was 3-1 game. You called it. 2-1. Swing and a foul in and out of Robert's glove, and it's 2-2.
One of those weird gut feelings that sometimes just kind of, this seems destined for the offense to break out. I did not say I thought a three-run homer down to the final strike was going to happen, but
it
you
happened.
Couldn't write it better than that.
Josh Hatcher, apparently, before he went up to the plate, told the hitting coach Ryan Tutlin, get the showers hot, because he was about to end it, and he did. 2-2 on the way to Ortiz. He swings and pops it up, shallow right field. Vukovic coming in. It's the second baseman, Tawa, under it. And he puts it away. One away in the fifth inning. Aaron Zavala stands in now. A sac fly back in the third. The go-ahead run at the time. Riders now lead it 4-2. Zavala 0-for-1 today. He's reached safely in all 18 games he's played in. Sun pokes out from behind the clouds. And Hill deals. Breaking ball outside. Ball and no strikes. Zavala, top 10 player in the league in on base percentage. He's number 11 in OPS. Coming in 831. The 1-0. Swinging a high, towering fly ball into shallow right field. Vukovic gives way to Tawa, the second baseman, backpedaling into shallow right. He makes the grab. Two down and a pair of pop-outs into shallow right to the second baseman, Tawa. And that brings Liam Hicks to the plate, who has homered and struck out today. the front end of the back-to-back homers in the first inning. First time that the Rough Riders have gone back-to-back this season. First time since Jax Biggers and Trevor Hover did it last year, July 30th at Wichita. The pitch. A high pop-up again. Left side on the infield. Ivan Melendez is there, called off by SP Chen, the shortstop. He makes the grab, and it's three pop-outs for the Rough Riders in the top third of the order in the fifth. They're down quietly. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top six next. Riders lead 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seth Clark, the new pitcher for the Rough Riders in the top half of the sixth inning, spelling Ricky DeVito on the mound. Frisco leading 4-2. Just about as good of an outing as you could ask for Ricky DeVito. One inning, he struck out the side. And now it's the left-hander Clark on the hill. Clark will face 3, 4, and 5 in the order. Caleb Roberts, Davison De Los Santos, and Ivan Melendez. It's left-hander against left-hander to begin the inning. And the 24-year-old deals. It's just inside, 92-mile-an-hour fastball, one ball and no strikes. The Loganville, Georgia native went to Georgia State, was a non-drafted free agent signee by the Rangers after 2022. The 1-0. Slider at the bottom of the zone for a strike, and it's 1-1. So far with the Rough Riders, he's making his fifth appearance. Four innings, he's allowed a pair of runs. Struck out six, but walked five. Roberts calls time and steps out. Stands 6'3", 220 pounds. A mullet out of the back of his hat. The pick. Swinging a line drive back up the middle. The shortstop Acosta behind the second base bag. Vacuums it in and throws him out at first. One away. Davison De Los Santos now. He's homered and grounded into a double play today. De Los Santos with his second homer of the series, his sixth of the season. He's now 10 for 21 in this series. Clark deals in. Down and in, one ball and no strikes. And Davison De Los Santos is just having a monster season. He's some of the tops in the Texas League in a myriad of different categories, but one of the ones that a lot of baseball players pay attention to most, the pitch. Just high and outside, 2-0. His weighted runs created plus. If you think about runs created as a hitter and how many you're creating, both hitting and then also scoring runs on the base pass, the 2-0. A swing and a foul back into Hicks's glove, and it's two balls and one strike. And then weighted based on the run-scoring environment. If you play in a very offensive-friendly park like Hodgetown, it's going to count for less than it would maybe in Arkansas, pitcher-friendly environment. 2-1, swinging a line shot into right field. That sinks down a base hit. Jesus Cepeda cuts it off in the alley, and he fires it back in to hold De Los Santos to a single. His second hit today. He's now batting .500 in the series. 11 for 22. Ivan Melendez stands in. And then the plus side of the weighted runs graded plus is basically it just makes it so 100 is exactly league average. So any number above 100, it's a percentage better than average. So 101 would be 1% better than average. The pitch is fouled away by Melendez, and it's 0-1. Well, Davison De Los Santos has a 185 weighted runs graded plus, which is fourth best in the league, meaning he's 85% better in that statistical category than league average. It's just a phenomenal start to the season. Pitch is high and outside. One ball and one strike to Melendez. Ivan Melendez is having a pretty darn good season as well. He's got a 127 weighted runs created plus, so 27% better than league average. The 1-1 is shot in the air in a right center. Cepeda cutting over. He makes the chest-high grab. A hard hit ball, but it is out number two. One aboard here in the top of the sixth inning. 4-2, Rough Riders leading. And Tim Tawa makes his way to the plate. Who's 1-for-2 with a single? Kind of an odd day defensively in the outfield for the Rough Riders. Josh Hatcher is out in center field. He's making his first career start in the minor leagues in center, the pick. That's over for a strike, and it's 0-1. There's a ball in Cepeda in the corners. That's pretty normal, but really center field is the oddity in that. Clark fires. There's a foul out of play to the right side of the air, and it's 0-2 now on Tawa. The reason behind that is because Kellen Strom, the only really prototypical center fielder on this team, he's getting his first day off of the season after playing the first 20 games consecutively. And he was joking about that before the game, saying, and finally, he has had a really nice time playing every day. He's been loving it. The 0-2. Swinging a soft ground ball up the third baseline. Chavez charges, bare hands, fires onto first. Not in time. Oh, great effort from Franier Chavez, but just late. And Tawa's got himself his second hit of the day. Tawa aboard at first. De Los Santos down to second. Runners at first and second with two down for Kevin Graham. And Chavez, a do-or-die play, playing back at third base. And his throw was right on the money, but Tawa able to beat it out. Well, Graham singled into right back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2. Left down left. The pitch. Low and outside. One ball and no strikes. Seth Clark, such a tough at-bat for a left-handed hitter. He goes low three-quarters arm slot from that left side. And as Jordan Teagues, the pitching coordinator for the Rangers minor leagues, put it earlier, the 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider off the outside corner. 1-1. He said, I would hate to face him as a left-hander because that slider starts behind you and ends up off the outside corner away. And then the fastball, he's just wild enough to make you a little bit uncomfortable with it. And he's been really effective. The 1-1. There's a slider that misses high and tight, and it's two balls and one strike. In the best way possible, of course, as Clark has been fantastic against lefties in his career. He brings it in. Punched foul out of play, left side. It's 2-2. Trying to get this lefty to end the inning and keep it a 4-2 Rough Riders lead. Frisco going for the series victory. It would mean three series victories and one series loss through the first four of the season. Clark's 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Front door slider underneath Kevin Graham's hands, and he picks up the strikeout to strand a pair on the base pass. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. Rough Riders still lead 4-2 to the last of the sixth on the Riders Baseball Network. Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians. Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Last of the sixth inning, Rough Riders lead the Amarillo Sod Poodles by a score of 4-2. Alongside Luke Maley, I'm Zach Bigley. Cody Freeman to lead it off, followed by Josh Hatcher and Max Acosta. It's middle third of the order for the Riders against Jameson Hill. The starter is still out there. Induced three pop-ups in the fifth inning. He's retired four in a row. Freeman blasted a homer in the first. He's 2-for-2 today. Driven in a pair of runs. First toss. High and outside. 1-0. And the Rough Riders are going to cap this series off well, and it has been a great start to that. Here in game number 6. The 1-0. Freeman pops it skyward, left side, foul ground. The catcher, Roberts, gets rid of the mask to the warning track, and he spears it out of the air right next to the camera well. A great catch by Roberts, having to avoid all the weight instruments and spray on the on-deck circle. One away here in the sixth. Josh Hatcher steps to the plate. Rough Riders leading 4-2, last of the sixth, one out. Hatcher 0-for-2 today, but he has just been a monster to start the season and driving in runs. Nobody aboard for him here. Hill readies and fires. Hatcher bounces it foul right side. It's 0-1. The center fielder for the Riders has driven in 8 in this series. He has 16 RBIs through 13 games. He's only played in 13 of the 20 games coming into today, yet he is tied for third in the Texas League in runs batted in. And he has been amazing here at Riders Field this year. The offering home. That's low, and it's 1-1. In home games, Hatcher is hitting .385 with an over 1,100 OPS and 11 RBIs in just 6 games. Ridiculous numbers. Hill readies from the stretch. And the 1-1 toss. Hatcher fouls it back. 1-2. He has been the hottest hitter in this lineup during this series. 6-for-19 at the plate. 3 homers, 1 in each of the last 3 games. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him down low and inside with a breaking ball for strike 3. 2 outs. 4th strikeout for Jameson Hill, and Max Acosta stands in. 4-2 Rough Riders. Acosta 0-for-2 as well. Acosta was robbed of a homer back in the second inning by A.J. Vukovic, leaping at the fence and bringing it back in. First pitch, he checks his swing on a high fastball. 1-0. Hatcher will probably have at least one more at-bat in this game. An opportunity to homer in his 4th straight game. The pitch, breaking ball, laced out to short. And S.P. Chen makes the catch on the backhand at his hip. And the side is retired in the 6th inning. Riders down quietly, 7 in a row, retired by Jameson Hill. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. We're into the top of the 7th next. Luke Maley back on the play-by-play when we return. 4-2 Riders in the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor.
With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back high atop Riders Field, Luke Maley alongside Zach Bigley. Seth Clark is back out there to face the Sound Poodles. Well, Zach, let's dive into a little bit of trivia here.
Love it.
All right, on this day in baseball history, so April 28, 1998, Texas Rangers outfielder Juan Gonzalez smashed a two-run homer in a 7-2 win against Minnesota. Brought his RBI total for the month of April to 35, which set an MLB record. Seth Clark ready the first pitch to Robinson. He cuts through at 0-1. Fastball at 93. So in the interest of keeping this a little bit easier, we won't focus on specific months. And we're not even going to look at the all-time single-season RBI leaders because we've got a lot of 1930s names on that one. So we're bending some rules. Here's the 0-1, and it runs up and away. Another fastball from Clark. It's 1-1. So, Zach, we're going to talk about the single-season RBI leaders since 2000. We'll see how many that you can name. There's a lot of very big names on this. The 1-1 is fouled off. It's a ball and two strikes.
Okay, how many are we looking for? Top 10?
We're talking top 10. There is a tie at 10, so for that 10 spot, I'll take any one of three answers.
Okay. Well, let's start out with Alex Rodriguez.
Alex Rodriguez is second. He had 156 in 2007.
Which is ridiculous. Albert Pujols.
Albert Pujols is not on the list.
Really?
Which surprised me when I was filling this out.
What about Aaron Judge?
Aaron Judge falls just short of the list.
Okay.
Pitch, 1-2. It's chopped on the ground right at the third baseman, Chavez. He fields it and fires across in time. There's one away.
Looking at 2001 Sammy Sosa.
That is correct. Top answer, 160 in 2001.
Yeah, I knew he had a monster year that year. And didn't win MVP.
Yes.
Because some guy named Barry Bonds.
Never heard of
hit
him.
The home run record that year. And he is on this list.
He's not.
Dang, okay.
Which is insane to me as well. Squaring to bunt goes Chen. And he pulls back, called a strike. 0-1 on the heater.
What about Giancarlo Stanton?
Giancarlo Stanton is not on the list.
Wow, 2017 didn't make the cut.
This one skips in from Clark. Went with the spinner. Evens the count on a ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting SP Chen.
I think I'm overthinking a lot of these.
The pitch. Hicks holds, and it's called a ball.
Matt Holliday?
No Matt Holliday.
Okay.
There are four Hall of Famers on this list. The 2-1. This one chopped towards the first base dugout. And the count moves to 2 balls and 2 strikes.
Chipper?
No chipper.
Okay.
Got a pair of teammates on this list that happened to do
oh,
it.
Oh, Manny Ramirez and David Ortiz.
Yep,
yep.
Both in 2005. Clark ready with the 2-2. This one chopped up the middle. The shortstop Acosta was shadowed that way. He fires across the diamond in time. There's two down. Ortiz had 148 that season. Manny Ramirez had 144. And that 144 number is the tie for 10th.
Wow.
Wow.
Two down as Patino steps in, and he chases the first pitch and fouls it back to the screen.
2001 Luis Gonzalez.
No Luis Gonzalez.
Probably 157 that year. Am I crazy?
142 in 2001, yes. 142.
Oh, man.
So didn't miss by much. Lefty ready. The 0-1 runs upstairs.
I feel like a lot of these are more 2000s than they are 2010s, right?
Yes. There are actually no 2010. So it's really 2000. This one's chopped on the ground at the shortstop Acosta. And he fires long strike across the diamond in time. It's three ground outs for Seth Clark. And a 1-2-3 top of the seventh inning. We head to the home half of the seventh, where we will continue our trivia with the Rough Riders leading 4-2 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Stretch time is over. Back to the action. To the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the seventh inning. A new arm on the hill for the Sox. Jameson Hill's day is done. He goes six innings, allowing four runs on seven hits and no walks with four strikeouts. He was a bit snake-bitten by the pair of back-to-back home runs by the Rough Riders. Dagoti to lead things off against the new arm, a right-hander in Luke Albright. Albright rocks, and his first offering home. Dagoti squares to bunt, pulls back. It's called a strike. So we're looking for the single-season RBI leader since 2000. Zach, you've named Sosa, Rodriguez, Ortiz, and Manny Ramirez. Righty kicks the 0-1, and Dagoti spoils it, fouls it off back to the screen, 0-2.
So Ryan Howard?
Ryan Howard is in there. He is okay. Fourth with 149.
Okay.
I believe he had a couple 140-plus RBI single seasons as well. Dagoti asks for time in the 0-2 count.
One I'm a little bit on the fence about, Todd Helton.
Todd Helton, okay. 147 in 2000.
Okay.
The 0-2 from Albright. And Dagoti spoils it. Just caught a piece of it. And the home plate umpire is saying he missed it. Dagoti is looking back like, I obviously fouled that off. You could hear the bat. He caught a piece of that one. Dagoti's got a right to be a bit irritated. He was called out on strikes earlier and was frustrated with home plate umpire Clay Williams. And then there, he spoiled a pitch, and instead he's down on strikes again. It sounded for sure like Dagoti caught a piece of that baseball and stayed alive. Carlos Cardoza talking things over now with the home plate umpire.
Yeah, they're going to call everyone together and talk about it.
Dagoti's already back in the dugout, but he may have to stay ready because it certainly sounded as if that caught some wood.
Looking through the Rough Riders order and landing on Abimelech Ortiz, is Carlos Delgado on this list? Okay.
I was going to give you that hint.
Okay.
If it came to it, Carlos Delgado had 145 back in 2003.
Okay. How many am I missing here?
You're missing number 3 on the list, number 8 on the list, and you have 9 and 10. So 10 is a three-way tie. So you got Manny Ramirez tied with 144.
Yeah, I do say strikeout.
Wow. Unfortunate for Alex Zagone. He's out number one of the home half of the seventh. So Franier Chavez steps in for the first time against Luke Albright. Albright did pitch earlier in the series, but here's the offering home. It's called a strike. So just missing two of the single-season RBI leaders since the year 2000.
Okay.
The 0-1 is shot the other way towards the Rough Riders dugout, and Albright jumps ahead 0-2.
I might need some hints at some point. Am I missing any Hall of Famers?
You are missing one Hall of Famer.
Scott Rowland?
Nope.
Okay. Can I get a position? Is that going to give it away?
You want me to? I have a real good hint for you.
Okay.
They played for the Seattle Mariners in this season. Misses upstairs. Chavez works the count to 1-2. In the year 2000, maybe that as well.
A-Rod.
Nope. This one chopped on the ground. Foul for Chavez. It came up and hit him. Not Alex Rodriguez.
It wasn't Griffey.
It was not Griffey.
Was it Edgar?
It was Edgar Martinez.
Martinez. Interesting.
So you're missing what I believe to be the hardest one on this list. The 1-2. Misses way upstairs. This player, a bit of a journeyman. Let's see how many different teams this player played for.
Can you tell me the team he did it for?
I can. I do have that. He did it for Baltimore. This one chopped up the middle. Albright makes a nice play on the mound and fires over to De Los Santos. There's two away as Chavez out via the 1-3 ground out. There's two down. So just missing one, Zach Bigley. He's mowed through this trivia.
Baltimore.
It was Baltimore.
Miguel Tejada?
It is Miguel Tejada. Zach Bigley clears the board.
Nice.
With an out to spare here in the seventh. Well, there you go. There's your list. Here's Cepeda to face Albright. He takes a huge hack on the first pitch, but comes up empty on the fastball. Albright kicks and deals, and this one slips out of the hand. A fastball back to the screen. Missed way upstairs. It's 1-1.
Can't believe I didn't get Edgar.
Edgar had 145 back in 2000.
That's crazy. The 2000 season for the Mariners is a little bit forgotten. You know, they won in the first round that year.
Cepeda swings at this one and fouls it up. It is 1-2 now. So the tie at the bottom was between 2005 Manny Ramirez, 2005 Ranger at the time. Do you know who that would be?
Yvonne Rodriguez?
No. I'll give it to you. Mark Teixeira.
Oh, okay.
And 2000, Mike Sweeney. 1-2. It's ripped on the ground right at the shortstop. And a long throw across the diamond is in time. Chen makes a solid play and ends the seventh inning. It's a 1-2-3 frame for Luke Albright. And we turn things over to the eighth inning. The Rough Riders leading the Sod Poodles 4-2 here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
We're trading in 1985 for 2004.
kick off the celebration of the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field as we throw it back to 04 on Friday, May 24th. The band Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Rough Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates before the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds at 7.05 p.m. Don't forget, it's Fireworks Friday as well, so enjoy a fireworks spectacular display after the game from the field. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah. Top of the eighth inning here from Riders Field. A.J. Vukovic to lead things off. Seth Clark's day is done. And he was great. Two innings, just two hits. Picked up a strikeout. Didn't give up any runs. The Rough Riders bullpen, three straight scoreless frames. They lead it 4-2. And here's Robbie Ahlstrom, who, if you were with us early enough, you heard part two of his interview from yesterday as Vukovic fouls the first pitch off out of play to the right side. Robbie Ahlstrom played his college ball at the University of Oregon.
He sure did.
The pitch, and this one skied back towards us and makes its way into the concourse.
Best school there is.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Would you know firsthand?
Yes.
You would? Okay. Robbie Ahlstrom was a starter there. Transitioned into the pen here in the Rangers system, and he's ahead 0-2. Runs outside, ball and two strikes. Ahlstrom came in the other night, two nights ago, game four of this series, had three strikeouts, did issue one walk. Pitch. Check swing, and he got him. Ahlstrom picks up right where he left off, and he strikes out Vukovic, his third strikeout of the day for the Sod Poodles right fielder.
In that interview you did with him, you said his fastball is his best pitch. That curveball is pretty darn good, and that was a nasty curveball that he just threw to pick up the strikeout.
Right about that 3,000 spin rate. So he faces a lefty here in Caleb Roberts, and he goes after the first pitch and puts it in the seats. 0-1. Caleb Roberts, the number 30th ranked prospect for the Diamondbacks. He's drawn a walk, a single, and a ground out today. The pitch, this one skips in. It's a ball. 1-1. Robbie Ahlstrom mentioned he came in, struck out the side in just one inning of work. Used about 20 pitches to do it. Did issue a walk. Lefty kicks and deals, and this one laced up the middle into shallow left center field. It's in for a bloop hit. 72-mile-an-hour exit velo, but Caleb Roberts has himself a multi-hit day. A pair of singles for him, including a walk. And there's one aboard with one away. Davis and De Los Santos represents the tying run of this game. It's 4-2 Rough Riders. Last action we had in the run column came back in the home half of the third. Now here in the top of the eighth, Ahlstrom kicks and deals, and this one fouled back to the netting. 94 miles an hour on the inner half of the plate. And Los Santos couldn't quite get his hands through to him. The lefty comes set at the belt, looks to first, looks home, and looks back to first. Now he comes home, and this one laced into deep center field. Hatcher going back on his horse. He's looking up, and it is gone. De Los Santos ties this ball game at 4 apiece with a 440-foot homer to dead center field.
He has been an unstoppable force in this series, hitting over 500, and now with two homers today. Three homers in this series.
He has been impressive. Ahlstrom just left one over the heart of the plate. It was in the bottom half of the zone, but right over the middle. And De Los Santos didn't miss that one. All knotted at four on a two-run homer. Here's Ivan Melendez, and he goes after the first pitch. Long drive to left, but it's in foul territory. 93 down and in to the right-handed swinger.
Melendez at third base again today. He's 1-for-3 with a double. And he fouls this one back to the screen. 95-mile-an-hour fastball at the top of the zone from Hallstrom, and it's 0-2. Talk about all the power in this order. You just saw De Los Santos ride one to deep center field, tie this ball game. Lefty kicks and deals and misses down and in with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Evens the count at a ball and a strike, but the guy at the plate right now won the Golden Spikes Award, first in University of Texas history. And he's carried over that swing into professional baseball as he takes ball two. 93, just missed the outside corner. Last season, he led the Diamondback system with 30 home runs. Those 30 homers were tied for sixth in all of minor league baseball. He only hit 12 of them at the AA level, and he moved up quick. That one called a strike, and Ahlstrom picks up strikeout number two of the frame. Got Melendez looking with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball perfectly located. Down and away. Caught the corner, and there's two down. That brings up Tim Tawa. Is 2-for-3 today with a strikeout and a pair of singles his last two trips. He watches the first offering and it just runs downstairs. Just missed the bottom of the strike zone with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. A 1-0. Tawa waits on it and it's called a strike that time. It's the changeup from Ahlstrom. Not quite the dominant performance for Robbie Ahlstrom that we saw in Game 4 of the series. Left a couple hanging, and he misses downstairs with the 1-1 offer. Back to the breaking ball. 76 on the radar gun. A 2,900-plus spin rate. 2,929 to be exact. The 2-1. Fouled back to the screen. Ahlstrom pulls even in the count. Two balls and two strikes with two away. Ricky DeVito came on in relief of Josh Steven for the fifth inning. Pitched a scoreless fifth. Seth Clark handled the sixth and seventh frames. But the streak of scoreless innings for the bullpen for the Rough Riders comes to a close here in the eighth. Two against Robbie Ahlstrom to tie this game at four. This one chopped back to Ahlstrom. It's off his glove. That killed the momentum. Here comes Acosta, and he's going to eat it. Picks it up and eats it. And Ahlstrom was trying to make the play as his natural reaction, but maybe more of a chance for Acosta to make a play on that ball if Ahlstrom lets it go through. Just glanced off the top of Ahlstrom's glove, and Acosta had to charge in hard after it. It's an infield single for Tim Tawa. Well, here's Kevin Graham, who's 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of strikeouts today. First time facing Ahlstrom, and he takes strike one. 94 catches the bottom of the zone. Lefty comes set, bounces that right leg. Looks to first. And kicks and deals. Foul ball. Kevin Graham hits it back to the net. And it is 0-2. It's got to be hard to steal off of Robbie Ahlstrom. He looks right at the runner when he kicks that leg. And he comes up high like he's going to first. He does it again here and misses the strike zone. Ball and two strikes. A lot of pitchers, especially right-handed pitchers, do that slide towards the plate rather than the high leg kick. Ahlstrom kicks high as a lefty, and he gets a swing and a miss from Kevin Graham. And for his second appearance of the series, Ahlstrom strikes out the side, but he does allow a pair of runs
on a two-run homer by Davison De Los Santos. Two runs, three hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths in the top half of the eighth for the Sound Poodles. We head to the home half of the eighth inning in a tie 4-4 ball game on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join us as the 04 weekend rolls on as we continue to celebrate the 2004 Frisco Rough Riders Texas League Championship run. In an ode to the 2004 classic Napoleon Dynamite, Saturday, May 25th is Vote for Pedro night and will feature an appearance from Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the film. Make sure you grab your tickets for Saturday, May 25th, 7.05 p.m. first pitch as the Riders welcome in the Midland Rockhounds. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the eighth, Abby Ortiz steps in and takes ball one against Luke Albright, who enjoyed a 1-2-3 inning in the seventh. The Rough Riders in three straight innings have gone down in order. Alrighty, kicks and deals. Ortiz rips it on the ground right at the second baseman, Tawa, who collects. And Ortiz is retired. Nothing to show for it, but Abby Ortiz continues to mash the baseball. A ground ball at 111 exit velocity. Doesn't matter where the guy hits it. It's going somewhere, and it's going somewhere hard. Here's Aaron Zavala. First offering to him is called a strike. Bottom of the zone. Zavala didn't like it. Neither did the crowd here at Riders Field. Jameson Hill had himself a pretty good day. He gave up four earned runs, but lasted six innings. And in game six of a series, sometimes that's one of the most important things. It's just how long can you get out of your starter? Fastball from Albright, runs upstairs, ball and a strike on the left-handed hitting Zavala. Zavala today, 0-for-3, or rather 0-for-2. He does have a sacrifice fly. Hits this one high in the air to shallow center field. Back goes Tawa, in comes Patino, and it's the second baseman, Tim Tawa, who makes the play. Aaron Zavala at risk after becoming the second out of this home half of the eighth. Of not reaching base today for the first time in any game he's appeared in this season. 18-game on-base streak. He's 0-for-3 today. He did drive in a run back in the third inning with a sack fly. Here's Liam Hicks, who's already homered today. He takes a first pitch called strike, a fastball at the top of the strike zone. The 0-1 to Hicks. And he takes yet again, called a strike. Bottom third of the zone. Went with the breaking ball. And Albright ahead, 0-2. Well, the Rough Riders didn't go down in order at all until the fifth inning. They've gone down three times since at risk of doing it four in a row, but Hicks spoils the 0-2. It back to the screen. Albright trying to make it 13 straight Rough Riders that have been retired in order.
Oh, and Hicks got hit there. 92-mile-an-hour heater off the front shoulder. He appears to be okay. But he's hit by a pitch. And we will not see 13 straight Rough Riders sat down in order. Hicks breaks it up with a hit by pitch. And here's Cody Freeman. So a lot of good candidates for Texas League Player of the Week as we'll get a mound visit here. I don't know that Cody Freeman quite gets into that conversation, but he's right on the verge. A 5-for-5 multi-home run game. He's got another home run today, including an RBI single. I mean, the guy has had himself a tremendous week. Josh Hatcher's in that conversation, a walk-off three-run homer. He has homered in three consecutive games. He stands on deck. But he's homered in those three consecutive games, and two of those have been three-run homers. He's got a pair of multi-hit performances on the week. Josh Hatcher's going to be in consideration for Texas League Player of the Week. So after the mound visit, Albright toes the rubber. Right-handed hitting Cody Freeman steps in. 2-for-3 today with a pair of RBIs, including a homer. He watches the first pitch at 91, called strike one. The skies have cleared here at Riders Field. Turned out to be a beautiful day for baseball. Two down, Hicks at first after being hit by a pitch. Freeman lays off the 91-mile-an-hour heater and evens the count at a ball and a strike. Bottom eight locked in a 4-4 tie. Rough Riders have been great at answering runs scored in the top portion of innings, not only just this series, but on the season. Pitch home, and Freeman fouls it back over the netting. Ball and two strikes. They have an opportunity here, but they'll have to do it with two outs. Top of the Rough Riders order. Bimlak Ortiz on a hard ground out to second base, and then Aaron Zavala a pop out into shallow center field. And a hit by a pitch, now Freeman in the 1-2 count. Watches it upstairs. Hands started to go for Freeman, but he was able to keep the bat head back. And twos are wild. Two balls, two strikes, two away. 4-4 ball game. Liam Hicks takes his lead at first. Albright ready with the 2-2. He kicks and fires, and Freeman out in front of it. Taps it down the third baseline, but on the foul side. He stays alive. That's Kids Sunday Fun Day and Blippi Day. Bark at the park here at Riders Field. And so that ball deflected off the wall, and the shortstop, Chen, went and got it. And the moment he picked up the ball, there was a group of kids that came running down the aisle trying to get a baseball. One of them got lucky. So Chen tossed it to them. Cody Freeman asked for time. He was granted it. Now he steps back in. He faces a 2-2 count. Albright ready. Kicks high and delivers, and Freeman able to spoil it. 85-mile-an-hour breaking ball. It's down and in, but inside the strike zone. Too close to take for the Rough Riders' designated hitter today. Liam Hicks takes his lead at first. Albright with his back to first. Kicks and deals. Freeman checks swing. They appeal down. The first base umpire, Steven Rios Jr., says, "No, thank you. The count runs full." Liam Hicks will be running on the pitch. Three-two with two away. Hicks goes, the pitch. Freeman spoils it up towards the booth and stays alive. Zach mentioned earlier, Josh Hatcher last night, before he came to the plate in the ninth, I should say, said, "Get the showers warm." Can't exactly do that. Not a walk-off situation, but if Freeman can find a way aboard, it'll bring Hatcher to the dish. Picks runs, check swing from Freeman, and he's down on strikes. So Luke Albright gets out of the eighth unscathed. No runs on no hits, no errors. One left aboard the base paths. It was Liam Hicks who was hit by a pitch with two outs. We head to the ninth inning where Zach Bigley will rejoin us on the play-by-play on the Riders Baseball Network, a 4-4 ball game.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Right at the top of the ninth, inning tied at four. Anthony Ho'opi'i-Tui on a toa out to pitch for the Rough Riders. Christian Robinson, S.P. Chen, Wildered Patino to swing the sticks for Amarillo. If the Rough Riders walk away winners today, they will have won the series. A loss means a series split with Amarillo, so that's what's on the line as we enter the ninth in a tie ball game. Ho'opi'i-Tui on a toa has been fantastic for the Rough Riders in relief this year. Former 30th round pick of the Rangers back in 2019. 23-year-old stretches and pitches home to Robinson, the right-handed batter. A fastball, just inner edge, a little bit low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Ho'opi'i-Tui on a toa making his seventh appearance on the season. In eight innings so far, he's surrendered just one unearned run, 10 strikeouts in those eight innings to three walks. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Good firm fastball on the outside edge, and it's 1-1. His slider has been a really important pitch for him. It's a pitch that has really evolved over the years. He readies in the 1-1 offering to Robinson. Fastball low, it's 2-1. His slider last year was a slower slider. And it got hit a little bit. He wanted to create separation and velocity between his fastball and his slider. Well, they retooled it during spring training. It's a harder slider now. 2-1. Fouled back this way and just under us. Two balls, two strikes. And so he throws it really well off that fastball. It's a tighter slider, more of a gyro spin than it is a sweeper, so it has more north-south than east-west. But it's become a really effective pitch for him this year working off that fastball. And the changeup is really good as well from the right-hander. He readies from the stretch. And the 2-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Acosta dives to his left. It's out of his reach. It squirts into center field. And now Hatcher bobbles it in center. But Robinson stays at first. Zavala was right there to back it up after it got away from Hatcher. Leadoff single here in the top of the ninth inning, tied at four. Robinson at first for the nine-hole hitting S.P. Chen. Chen 0-3 today. Last year, Ho'opi'i-Tui on a toa had some nerve damage issues in his arm, and he said he couldn't raise his arm above where his shoulder was. He's ready from the stretch and fires into Chen. A bunt shown, he pulls back, takes high and away, 1-0. So he went back to Arizona, went on the injured list, and he said that is when he really realized how important it was to take care of your body and have a firm regimen to stick to, because he kind of just did whatever, he said. and he was able to get by with it. Corners pinch in. The pitch is bunted up the third base line. A barehanded stop by Freiner Chavez, and he throws onto first base in time. Sacrifice laid down nicely by Chen. Sack bunt. And it goes 5-3. One away. Robinson down at second for the top of the order, and Wilder and Patino tied at four, top of the ninth. Patino is 1-for-4. So O.P. Tuionatoa was able to get a nice regiment that he's very sound with. And make sure he sticks to that now. And it's led to a really, really fine start to the season. All infield comes in on the hill and joined by Liam Hicks, the catcher, chatting things over with the Rough Riders pitcher, making sure they're on the same page with defensive positioning, and I'm sure talking about what they want to throw to Patino and where they want to position their defense. Tied at four, Amarillo out hitting the Rough Riders 11-7, and we saw last night when the Riders won 4-3, Amarillo out hit Frisco 9-6 in that game. Top of the ninth inning, runner at second, one down, tied at four. Right on right between Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa and Patino. Right-hander pitches. Outside, missing with the fastball at 96, and it's one ball and no strikes. Patino at the plate here, obviously a dangerous hitter at the top of the card. What you don't want to do is see Davison De Los Santos in this inning at all. The 1-0. Fouled back. We're even at 1-1. A.J. Vukovic and Caleb Roberts, the next two hitters, have been good hitters in this series. Roberts has two hits and has reached three times. Vukovic is 0-for-4, but Davison De Los Santos is hitting over 500 in the six-game series, and he has two homers today and three hits. He's due up fourth after Patino. The 1-1. Swinging a chopper foul, third base side. It's one ball and two strikes. So a lot of things to think about here in this ninth inning. Trying to keep the runner at second, Robinson, right there. Right-hander ready from the stretch. Black glove at the belt. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Went upstairs with a high fastball. He strikes out Patino. Big strikeout from Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa. His first K of the day, and that brings A.J. Vukovic to the plate. Runner at second. Two down now in the ninth inning. This inning went exactly how you wanted it to for Amarillo until that strikeout by Patino. Single, sack, bunt. And now you have an RBI man. Vukovic tied for third in the Texas League with 16 RBIs this season. Man in scoring position. First pitch. Swing and a miss. Late, feeble swing on a fastball. Middle. It's 0-1. Good late life. Good extension from the Riders' right-hander. And time called. Vukovic steps out. Now back in. There is action in the Amarillo bullpen as well. Here's the stretch. And the runner takes off for third. A foul ball straight back to the screen. It's 0-2, and the Rough Riders catch a break there as it was a great jump from Robinson. He would have been able to get into third without a throw. So 0-2 on Vukovic. Will Mabry is loosing out in the Amarillo bullpen. And that is huge. They actually have double barrel action. Gerardo Gutierrez is warming as well. The 0-2. Just outside. Did not miss by much of the fastball, and it's 1-2. The reason they have Mabry warming the lefty is you have Josh Hatcher leading things off, who's homered in three straight, and he's a lefty. And they might want to go lefty-lefty against Hatcher. He's hit pretty well against lefties, though, too. So one ball and two strikes. The pitch home. Fastball high and away again. Same exact location. Did not get the call either time. It's 2-2. Over 6,000. Getting loud here on a late Sunday evening in Frisco. Tied at four, top of the ninth. Ho'opi'i Tuionatoa from the stretch. He deals. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Fastball up and away. He strikes out Vukovic. We go to the bottom of the ninth. The Rough Riders look to walk it off for the second straight game, tied at four on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Close out our celebration of the 2004 Texas League champion Frisco Rough Riders on Sunday, May 26th, as the Rough Riders host the Midland Rockhounds for a 6:05 p.m. first pitch. The weekend celebration concludes with a tribute to the Rough Riders 2004 Texas League Championship and a poster giveaway at the gates. Catch the Rough Riders in their throwback uniforms one last time as we cap off 04 weekend. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Last chance. We've hit the bottom of the ninth on the Rough Riders baseball.
Here we go. Bottom half of the ninth inning. Rough Riders and Sod Poodles tied at four. It's Will Mabry on to pitch for the Amarillo Sod Poodles against the left-hander Josh Hatcher. Hatcher has homered in three consecutive games, and he had the walk-off homer last night. He comes to the plate with an opportunity to play hero again on this Sunday evening. Will Mabry, the lefty, coming on to face Hatcher. Hatcher has not actually been fazed by left-handed pitching this season. He's hitting better against lefties, 375 against left-handers, than he is against righties. So here we go, first pitch at the bottom of the ninth. He takes low and outside from Mabry, and it's 1-0. Third appearance of this series for Will Mabry. He's thrown scoreless baseball in each of the first two. He readies and fires in the 1-0. Hatcher takes a strike at the bottom of the zone, and it's 1-1. Mabry, in limited outings, has actually been worse against lefties than he has against righties. The 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. 267 average for lefties against him. 083 average for righties against him. He has not surrendered a home run. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Went fishing off the outside corner. It's 2-2. Hatcher's three home runs over the last three games. It's been one against a left-handed pitcher and two against a right-handed pitcher. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Man, a huge rip, and he strikes out on the fastball. He was not going to get cheated. One away.
That was not a two-strike swing, Zach. That was a, I told you, for a second straight night, get the showers warm type of swing.
Yeah.
He was trying to end it with one swing.
So he heads back to the dugout, and here's Maximo Acosta looking for a bit of redemption after he was robbed of a home run in the second. Tied at four, bottom of the ninth. Initial pitch. Acosta sprays it foul right side. It's 0-1. Acosta is 0-3 tonight, but he's hit the ball hard twice. The robbed of a home run in the second inning out to right. And a line drive out to shortstop is last time up in the sixth inning. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Changeup out in front on it. It's 0-2. Alex DeGody on deck for the Riders. Bottom of the ninth, tied at four. Acosta steps out, calls time. Four runs and 11 hits for Amarillo. Four runs on seven hits for the Rough Riders. No errors either side. 0-2. Fly in the air, foul right side. And it's still no balls and two strikes in Acosta. Free swinger. Acosta still searching for that first home run of the season. Rough Right-handed hitter against the lefty on the hill. Mabry has his sign. He stretches. Black glove down to the belt. 0-2. Breaking ball. Strike three called. Got him at the bottom of the zone. And Acosta is out number two here in the ninth. And home plate umpire Clay Williams hearing it from the Rough Riders dugout and the fans as it appeared to be low with the curveball. So here's Alex DeGody now, who's 1-for-3 today. Two outs, bottom of the ninth, inning, tied at four. DeGody trying to play hero. Love a base hit here as well. Mabry offers. Change up bottom of the zone, a strike, 0-1. DeGody has never been a pure power hitter in his career. He has 53 career home runs in the minors. The 0-1. He fouls it back, and it's 0-2. His season high for homers came back in 2019 with the Round Rock Express hitting 15. He hit two last year in 55 games and none this year in 17 so far. 1-for-3 with a single in the second. 0-2 offering from Mabry. Bounces in the dirt. A ball and two strikes. If we go to the top of the 10th inning, A.J. Vukovic will begin at second base for the Sod Poodles. Mabry readies, and he delivers. Swinging a high fly ball out to left field. Graham pushing back, shy of the warning track. He's there to make the catch, and the side is retired. We have free baseball on this Sunday afternoon to close out this series. Tied at four, 10th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Reed Burlingmeyer emerges from the Rough Riders bullpen to start the top half of the 10th inning. Rough Riders with a tie ball game with Amarillo. Caleb Roberts starts it off. A.J. Vukovic begins at second base for the Soddies. Caleb Roberts, the left-handed batter against the right-hander Burlingmeyer. He's the sixth pitcher for the Rough Riders today. An initial pitch home is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Well, it's kind of the inevitable. You will face Davison De Los Santos in this inning. He's on deck. He's 3-for-4 with two home runs. Got to watch out for him. Burlingmeyer readies, and the 0-1 on the way. Outside with the back door. Missed with the cutter. One ball and one strike. That cutter is a nasty pitch for Burlingmeyer. He'll throw it in the mid-90s. The fastball will be in the upper 90s. One ball and one strike to Roberts, who's 2-for-3 today with a walk and two runs scored. The pitch. Fouled away left side. It's 1-2. All four runs that the Sod Poodles have scored have been two run homers by Davison De Los Santos. both base runners in front of him have been Caleb Roberts. The 1-2. High and outside. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burlingmeyer would love to get Roberts here without allowing Vukovic to advance to third. Even in the count, 2-2. Right-hander offers. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Rough Riders have done a wonderful job on the pitching side throwing strikes today. They've struck out 13 sod poodles and just surrendered one walk. Burlingmeyer readies. 2-2. Lined into left field, down for a base hit. Zavala charges, he picks. Vukovic gets the stop sign at third. Runners on the corners and nobody out here in the top of the 10th inning. And here is Davison De Los Santos. One of the best hitters in the league, the number 14 prospect for the Sod Poodles. De Los Santos, a monster hitter. And you wonder if you're Carlos Cardoza, if Roberts had not gotten a hit there, you probably walked Davison De Los Santos. You don't want to load the bases here, but that would have set up a double play.
I think you likely do.
He bats here with 2 aboard. The pitch. That one's drilled into right center field. Hatcher on the run, looking up at the warning track, and it hits off the base of the fence. Vukovic scores. Roberts getting the windmill around third. Degoti's throw to the plate is late, and it's a 2-run double for Davison De Los Santos. He's driven in all 6 runs for Amarillo. It's 6-4. Sod Poodles lead it. Still nobody out in the top of the 10th inning. Man, he has been a one-man wrecking crew on this Sunday evening. That ball was hammered into the right center field gap. De Los Santos is at second base. And Ivan Melendez stands in for the right side. A right-hander's pick. Fastball rides in, and it's 1-0. 96-mile-an-hour heater. Melendez doubled back in the first inning. He's 1-for-4. 6-4, Amarillo leads it. The 1-0. That one's popped up. Right side of the infield. Ortiz, the first baseman there. He makes the catch. Under the cut of the infield grass. One down for Tim Tawa. He's 3-for-4 with 3 singles. 2 of them on the infield. Runner at second. 1 out. 6-4. Rough Riders trail Amarillo. Frisco will have 8-9-1 due up in the bottom half of this inning. The pitch. Down and in, 1-0. You hear it time and time again now with the new extra innings rule. What you want, if you're the visiting team, is to get 2 runs in the top half. Burlingmeyer readies. And the 1-0. Now misses low, and it's 2-0. And that makes it so you can't have a walk-off homer on the first batter of the bottom of the 10th, or you can't have a base hit that immediately ties the game either in the bottom half of the inning. We always say it's like college football overtime, getting a touchdown versus a field goal on that first possession. 2-0. Bounces in the dirt. Hicks blocks. 3 balls and 0 strikes. First base is open. Kevin Graham, the left-handed hitter, is on deck. Right-hander Burlingmeyer dealing with the right-handed batting Tim Tawa now. Six runs on 14 hits today for Amarillo. Burlingmeyer, the 3-0. High and inside, ball 4, a 4-pitch free pass with 1 out. Kevin Graham stamps in now. He's 1-for-4. Amarillo has been just 2-for-9 with runners in scoring position in today's game. And that second hit, the Davison De Los Santos 2-run double. John Goble emerges from the Rough Riders dugout. The Frisco pitching coach will go chat with Burlingmeyer. They're on the top of the 10th inning, 2 runs in. 6-4, Rough Riders trail the Sod Poodles. They've stranded 7 on the base pass, Amarillo has, and You think 14 hits and only 6 runs, but Frisco's only walked one batter. So with the 15 base runners for Amarillo, and you'd think that, yeah, they probably should have more runs than they have. And also grounded into 2 double plays. One in the third, one in the fourth. Quick chat for Goebel. He's back to the dugout. Runners at first and second, one out of the top of the 10th inning. 6-4 Amarillo. And Kevin Graham, who has struck out 3 times but singled to right in the fourth as a left-handed batter, stands in. Graham hitting a cool 362 on the season to begin his year. First offering, he swings and fouls it back into Hicks' glove. It's 0-1. Graham is now at 6-17 in the series. Strong series for the former Ole Miss Rebel. Burlingmeier, the 0-1. Pop up down the left field line, and that one leaks foul into the seats. It's 0-2. Double play is in order now with runners at first and second. Six-four, Amarillo leads it. Top of the 10th. Burlingmeier, the 0-2. Bounces in the dirt. Great block by Hicks to keep the runners at bay and keep the double play in order. Tough one to block.
That's a tremendous block there by Liam Hicks. That pitch skipped in front of the plate. Hicks got his body and his shoulders adjusted. Got it right back at home. Right in front of there. Kept the runners at their respective bases.
So one ball and 2 strikes on Kevin Graham. And Burlingmeier kicks up, looks back to second, keeping De Los Santos close. Pull side shift on the infield for the Riders. Swung around to the right side. Burlingmeier. A long hold. 1-2. Swing and a grounder. Foul near the on-deck circle. Robinson. 1-2 strikes. Christian Robinson will be next. Big alley in right center as Josh Hatcher, the center fielder, plays to the opposite way for Graham. 1-2. Bounces in there again in front of the plate, and Hicks smothers it. 2 balls and 2 strikes. The Riders would love to keep it right here at 2 runs. Give themselves a chance in the bottom of the 10th. Walk-off 3-run homer last night, looking for their second straight walk-off win. The 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Change up away. He strikes out Graham. Big K for Burlingmeier. And now the infield can play back. Christian Robinson, the DH, 1-for-4 today. The next one due. Rough Riders infield plays straight up and back. Runners at first and second, 2 down, 2 in. Top of the 10th. Burlingmeier deals. Check swing and a miss. Nasty breaking ball away. 0-1. Gerardo Gutierrez is loosening out of the bullpen for Amarillo for the bottom of the 10th inning. We saw him in the double barrel action during the top of the 9th. 0-1 pitch. Low and away. Hicks blocks again. He's put on a clinic here in the 10th inning, and it's 1-1.
Now when there's the hardest pitch to block that Hicks has blocked in this entire inning, which is, been four
yep.
Liam Hicks. Impressive stuff from the Rough Riders catcher.
That one down and away, almost in the left-handed batter's box, and having to shift his entire weight to try and block that one back towards home. 1-1 now on Robinson. The offering in. Oh, just a little bit high with a fastball, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. That was the cutter from Burlingmeier. It's a hard, hard cutter at 95. He readies in the 2-1. Swing and a miss. Then he drops the changeup that just falls off the table at the bottom of the zone. 2-2. Good looking offering. Burlingmeier on the precipice of getting out of the inning here. He stretches. Here's back to second in the 2-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Doubled up on the changeup there, and he strikes out the last two he sees in the 10th, but allows a couple runs on two hits, no errors, and two left on. Bottom 10 coming up, Riders trail 6-4 on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday. Starting on May 23rd, fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the dugout deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the dugout deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the bottom of the 10th inning, Rough Riders trail 6-4. It's Gerardo Gutierrez on the hill for the Amarillo Sod Poodles, making his third appearance in this series. He's thrown two shutout innings with two strikeouts in the first and one in the second inning of work. He faces 8-9-1, Franmir Chavez, Jesús Cepeda, and Abimelech Ortiz at the top of the Rough Riders card in this 10th. Alex DeGody starts at second base as the automatic runner. Franmir Chavez in from the left side. Chavez, 1-for-3, singled in the fourth. Corners in, expecting a bunt. The pitch. Strike on the outside corner, 0-1. I don't know why Melendez was expecting a bunt. He was in way past the cut of the grass. The Rough Riders are down two. There's no way they're bunting here. The 0-1. Swinging a ground ball up the middle. Chen's got it at second. And throws over to first in time. The shortstop making the play right next to the second base bag. One away, DeGody to third. Rough Riders trailing 6-4 for Jesús Cepeda here in the bottom of the 10th inning. Cepeda 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored in third. Tying run at the plate. Pitch. Outside, one ball and no strikes. You're going to see Abimelech Ortiz after this next batter. Got to get to him with an opportunity at least to tie. The 1-0. Swing and a miss. Nasty slider away, and Cepeda was out in front. It's 1-1. Rough Riders just 4 runs on 7 hits today. They haven't had a hit since the 4th inning. The 1-1. Breaking ball away. 2 balls and 1 strike. All 7 hits against the starting pitcher, Jameson Hill. It's been Luke Albright, Will Mabry, and Gerardo Gutierrez out of the bullpen now for Amarillo. 2-1. Breaking ball inside. Nearly hit him. 3 balls and 1 strike. He just got his hands out of the way at the last moment. 3-1 on Cepeda, a chance to do some damage here. Gutierrez fires. Swinging a pop-up down the right field line, dropping fast and foul. It's 3-2. Fought off the hands there. Cepeda in search of his first homer. He had 5 last year. A little girl got a souvenir if you're watching on MLB TV. Cepeda hoping to add another into the berm. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball tapped off the plate up the third baseline. It's a fair ball. Throw to first. Cepeda is out. The run does come in to score. The Rough Riders now trail 6-5, and here's Abimelech Ortiz, the last hope for the Rough Riders. He represents the tying run of the plate with the bases clear. Riders trail 6-5. 1-for-4 today, first pitch. Strike in the upper edge, inside corner, 0-1. Ortiz just with 1 homer this year. The pitch. Outside, and it's 1-1. Ortiz is 1-for-4. He singled in the third. Gutierrez deals. Swing and a miss. Changeup way out in front off the outside corner. And the Riders are down to their final strike. And Ortiz calls time. 1-2. One and two, 2 outs, bases clear. Riders trail by a run. The pitch in. High and outside, 2-2. Tristan Polly is warming in the Riders' bullpen just in case we go to the 11th. Ortiz trying to find his way aboard. The 2-2. Inside and low in the dirt. 3-2. Aaron Zavala on deck for the Rough Riders. And time called. Ball got loose from the berm out in left center field, and Patino jogs over to grab it. Three balls and 2 strikes to Ortiz. Down to the final strike here. Two outs. Gutierrez pitches. Popped up on the infield, left side. Roberts, the catcher, in foul ground. He makes the catch, and the ball game is over. Amarillo takes down Frisco 6-5 in 10 innings in the series finale. And the Rough Riders and Sod Poodles split the 6-game set. Luke Maley has your post-game coverage when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
20 years ago, the Rough Riders brought home their first Texas League championship. Come join us as we celebrate the 2004 team with a weekend filled with giveaways and special guests as the Riders take on the Midland Rockhounds. Bowling for Soup will be on hand for a meet and greet, and the Riders will have a concert tee giveaway at the gates on Friday, May 24th. Stop in on Saturday, May 25th for Vote for Pedro Night as Efren Ramirez, who played Pedro in the movie Napoleon Dynamite, will be in attendance. Close out your weekend with fireworks, bark in the park, and make sure to grab a poster at the gates on Sunday, May 26th. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Luke Maley back with you. Rough Riders drop
the series finale at the hands of the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 6-5 in 10 innings. Well, it was a solid performance on both sides. Amarillo, 6 runs, 14 hits, no errors. They left 9 stranded aboard the base paths. And on the other side for Frisco, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, and 3 left aboard the base paths. So the big difference in the hit column, 14 for Amarillo, just 7 for Frisco. But the Rough Riders battled. They just couldn't find a way to win it in extra innings. So the Rough Riders dropped to 12-9 on the season. And the Sod Poodles get their 8th win on the year. They split the series, 3 games apiece. The Rough Riders lost games 1 and 2 of this series. They rattled off 3 in a row, but couldn't secure the series win here in Game 6, the final game of this homestand. The Rough Riders hit the road and head to Corpus Christi for a series beginning on Tuesday. We'll talk a little bit about what's next on our next segment here on the post-game show. But let's look at this one. The winning pitcher today, Will Mabry, who came on late in the ballgame. He was the third arm for the Sod Poodles. He went an inning, striking out 2, allowing no base runners. So Will Mabry gets win number 2 on the season for him. And then Gutierrez was the one who finished things off in the 10th inning. The Rough Riders did get a run. It was Alex DeGody who scored from second base on a pair of groundouts by Franier Chavez and then the RBI groundout by Hazel Cepeda. But a pop-out by Abimelech Ortiz ended the contest. Rough Riders fell just shy. It all started with the man on the mound in Josh Steven. He went 4 innings and allowed just 2 runs. Across those 4 innings, he allowed 6 hits, 4 strikeouts, just 1 walk. Did get tagged for a home run. Those were the only 2 runs that he allowed. That came back in the first inning. Caleb Roberts drew a walk with 2 outs, and then Davison De Los Santos mashed his first of 2 homers against the Rough Riders here in Game 6. What a series for De Los Santos. He drives in all the runs today for the Sod Poodles. Davison De Los Santos, a 4-hit performance. He scored 2 runs, both on the homers, and he drove in 6, raising his average to .395 on the season. So De Los Santos pretty much single-handedly takes down the Rough Riders in Game 6. The offensive side for the Rough Riders, Cody Freeman homered, Liam Hicks homered. Freeman also had an RBI single, so he goes 2-for-4 with a run scored on that homer and 2 RBIs. That was the only multi-hit performance of the day for the Rough Riders, who mustered 7 hits. They got hits from 6 different batters in the lineup. Went down on strikes as the team 8 times and were unable to draw any walks. So you got to tip the cap to the Amarillo pitching staff, who kept it tight, and they ended up winning it. They went Hill, Albright, Mabry, Gutierrez for the Sod Poodles. The Rough Riders staff went Steven, DeVito, Clark, Alstrom, O.P.E. Tuionatoa, and then Burlingmeyer. Burlingmeyer takes the loss. Alstrom takes the blown save. But that does it here in the second homestand of the series for the Frisco Rough Riders. They split it with the Sod Poodles, 3 games apiece. Amarillo takes Game 6 and heads out of town. The Rough Riders will head to Corpus Christi tomorrow for a series that begins on Tuesday against the Astros-affiliated Hooks. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network, and when we come back, we'll look ahead at what's to come over the following week.
It's a true family affair at Riders Field on Sunday, April 28th, so make sure to purchase your tickets for Blippi Day. It's a great day for the kids with a Blippi-style Rough Riders glasses giveaway at the gates, and with an HEB family lawn ticket, your pup can get in for free. It's a Sunday, which means it's also Kids Sunday Fun Day presented by Raising Cane's, so load up the car and join us for a Blippi-themed day full of fun.
Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com for Sunday, April 28th at 4:05 p.m. between the Rough Riders and the Amarillo Sod Poodles. Let's ride! Mother's Day is coming up, and the Frisco Rough Riders want to help honor all the great moms in the Rough Riders family. On Sunday, May 12th, come out to the ballpark for some great Mother's Day activities, including a floral station and pop-up from the Kendra Scott team. Enjoy the game with the best value with a Mother's Day ticket package that includes four tickets and a customizable Kendra Scott Emily Stretch bracelet for just $99. The Frisco Rough Riders wish you a happy Mother's Day and hope to see you at the park on May 12th. Let's ride. Love you, Mom!
Calling all Evan Carter fans. May 10th through 12th is a chance to celebrate the Rough Riders great and current Rangers World Series champion, Evan Carter. Show up early on Friday, May 10th for an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates and get a picture with the World Series trophy. On Saturday, May 11th, grab yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead presented by Medium Giant, highlighting his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS, and have another chance to take a picture with the World Series trophy. Come early on Sunday, May 12th for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kids Jersey giveaway to wrap up Evan Carter weekend. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Liam Hicks with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
We just heard from Liam Hicks. Had himself a home run today, but the Riders fall a run short in extra innings. They are back in action on Tuesday as they take on the Astros-affiliated Corpus Christi Hooks on the road. They'll be there Tuesday through Sunday. Then they return home on Tuesday, May 7th. That'll be an early pitch against the San Antonio Missions, a San Diego Padres affiliate. That's an education day on Tuesday, presented by Collin College, an 11:05 a.m. first pitch. So catch us on the airwaves beginning at 10:50 in the morning. Either listen at work or play hooky. Come out to Riders Field as the series opens on Tuesday, May 7th against the Missions. And then on Thursday, we get back to a 6:35 pitch, as is Wednesday, where tickets start at just $11. Thursday is Thirsty Thursday, where you can enjoy half-price drinks along with some great baseball at Riders Field, followed by a 7:05 p.m. first pitch on Friday. It's STEM Night, presented by Olson, where there'll be some different activities going on throughout the concourse, courtesy of some STEM teams here at Riders Field. And then, as always, Fireworks Friday, presented by Trumu, and powered by Pyro Shows of Texas. The entire weekend is an exciting one. Between May 10th through May 12th, it's Evan Carter weekend. And on night one, you can show up early, get yourself an Evan Carter growth chart giveaway at the gates, and snag a picture with the World Series trophy. The World Series trophy, courtesy of the Texas Rangers last season. It'll be here both on Friday and Saturday. So you can grab yourself a picture with the trophy and grab yourself a fun Evan Carter growth chart giveaway. And then on Saturday, May 11th, 7:05 p.m. first pitch again. Evan Carter weekend rolls on. Night two, you definitely want to be here early. Get yourself an Evan Carter bobblehead giveaway presented by Medium Giant. It's a really cool-looking bobblehead that looks back and celebrates his amazing catch against Houston in the 2023 ALCS. And like I mentioned before, the World Series trophy will be here. And make sure to head to RidersBaseball.com and check out some of the promotions going on for that weekend. I think there's going to be some pretty cool ticket add-ons that can guarantee you a VIP photo session with the World Series trophy that the Rangers brought to Arlington last season. And as always, on Saturdays, kids can run the bases post-game, courtesy of our friends at Raising Cane's. Don't miss that. A fun Saturday on May 11th against the San Antonio Missions. And then the Rough Riders round out that series with San Antonio with another 4:05 p.m. first pitch on a Sunday. And that's one for the entire family. Don't forget, if you're listening, Mother's Day is Sunday, May 12th. So it's coming up. Start thinking about what you're going to get your mom. And I might recommend a pair of tickets out here at Riders Field. Lots of fun stuff going on to celebrate all the mothers on Mother's Day. Kendra Scott's going to have a pop-up station featuring some special purchases. You can grab yourself some jewelry or grab yourself a last-minute gift for Mom. So don't forget, though, Sunday, May 12th is Mother's Day. It's also Kids Sunday Fun Day, as is every Sunday here at Riders Field, as always presented by Raising Cane's. So all sorts of Kids Center themes, inflatables, and acts, just like there were here today at the ballpark, courtesy of the Rough Riders. And then Evan Carter weekend comes to a close. Going to honor Evan Carter, one of his many nicknames, Evan the Kid Carter. So you can come early for a Rough Riders Evan the Kid Carter Kid jersey giveaway. And you can check out Riders Baseball on social media for some pictures of that coming next week. We'll have a little bit of a promotional look-ahead video coming out on our social media pages. So the Rough Riders will host the San Antonio Missions for a six-game series. That begins on Tuesday, May 7th. That's the early one at 11:05. Then 6:35 on Wednesday and Thursday and the weekend, celebrating Evan Carter, all 7:05 p.m. first pitches on Friday and Saturday, and then a 4:05 p.m. first pitch on Sunday. Lots of fun stuff ahead for the next homestand for the Frisco Rough Riders, but that's all she wrote for today. Rough Riders dropped this one in the series finale, 6-5 against the Amarillo Sod Poodles. They dropped to 12-9 on the air. They hit the road for a six-game set in Corpus Christi against the Astros-affiliated Hooks. That begins on Tuesday at 6:35. You can catch Zach Bigley and I on the airwaves beginning at 6:20 on Tuesday. Lots of fun stuff the following week for that homestand that we mentioned. But I want to thank everybody for tuning in this week as the Rough Riders split the series with the Amarillo Sod Poodles, 3 games apiece. For my partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Luke Maley saying thanks for hanging out with us on this Sunday and enjoy your week ahead. Make sure to catch the Rough Riders in Corpus Christi beginning on Tuesday.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!